stations are tuned in to.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Kim Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shoppe. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I enjoyed it, believe me. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I was looking at, listening to your show, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect. But I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. God, in the house, I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's been a week since I've been on the air. I am on the air. Yeah, I am. Welcome to the show, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network 96.7. I see one of my favorite guys is in the studio. Mr. Joe is in the studio today. If you, too, like to come into the studio, you can call us in. If you see the show is on a marquee, you already have the number, but just in case you're at work or something like that and you're not looking at the marquee, the number is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world like me. Yeah. All right, we have a fun show today, and today we have a new person that's coming on. He's our gay astrologer from Planet Fag. And you know where Planet Fag is. It's right next to Uranus. Yeah. Well, are you glad we're back? Look at that. Okay. That's a tough crowd today. I come back and it's a tough crowd. All right. And he's going to read your astrology, and I think you'll have fun. Today our main story is... Please pray for me. It's about this Catholic cardinal who criticized the vaccines. He's became hospitalized with COVID. You know, it's kind of weird when you have a cardinal say and asking us to pray for him. I mean, shouldn't he have a direct link to God? I mean, if he has to ask us to pray for him, how bad is this dude? How bad is it? If he can't pray to God and God's not listening to him, I don't know if we want to pray for this guy. He's a dumb fuck, but okay, let's not be biased on this guy. Here we go. Catholic cardinal who criticized vaccines He was hospitalized with COVID. He's on a breathing ventilator. Cardinal Raymond Burke, the former Archbishop of St. Louis, previously repeated misinformation related to the conspiracy theories about the vaccines. Let's hammer this out with Cardinal Dumbfuck. Come on. You know what I mean? Let's see what Cardinal... See, what he was saying to everybody was that when you get the vaccine, they're going to put a chip in you. We're going to go into that. That's our main story, but we've got other stuff to do. That's our main story. That's what we're going to talk about today. And there's a lot of things going on. Of course, we have our annual sexual harassment from a psycho woman again. This woman claims, it's a story, this woman claims that she's been bullied at work. That's her harassment. She's bullied. So we'll hear that story. And she also claims that a lot of kids are dropping out of school because they're bullied. And that bully has to stop. So, and she's an engineer and all this kind of crap. We'll get into that story. There was a weird story that I wanted to do. And it was a bizarre guy. I don't remember the story, but I'll try to find it because I wanted to read it to you guys. Here's a good story. A California dad. He killed his kids over QAnon and a serpent. All right. Why not start the day off with a good story? Make you feel good. Grab your cup of coffee. And here we go. But a California dad who killed his kids. All right. Cheers. Shalom. Mazel tov. Here's the story. And then I open up the show for Joe because I have a joke for Joe. I got to open it. No, I'm going to open up this. Let me get Joe in here because I think he'll like this joke. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Scott's ball. How are you doing?
Jesus. Oh, I miss this so much. Hug. So nice.
So nice to hear from you, Joe. What the yeah. fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah. It's so warm. So happy.
I know. You know, firstly, I'm not having any astrological signs read by anybody from Planet Fag.
Oh, you'll love it.
Really? Secondly,
it's right nice.
I want your official permission for me to duplicate your intro in a way that's personalized for me, but I like your intro better than any other intros that I've heard on Blog Talk Radio, and
thank you.
I might want to copy it. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the format, so I might copy the format in a way that's recognizable by you. So I want your official permission. Otherwise, I'm going to have to be creative, and I don't want to be creative.
I see. Well, let's take the shortcut and just kill me and take my show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easier that way. Why are you doing all the work?
Hey.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, Ellen. Ellen, you're working for me now.
I know. Yeah. Bring those tits in here and let's get to work.
That's it. So do I have your permission?
You do. Of course.
I do.
Of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you might sue me. Because who knows? I have a show. I've always had a show, but it's only been the half-hour free show, so I never go on the air with it. But if I decide to actually, you know, step up some energy, because you know what? My Wi-Fi went down for the last 2 days. I couldn't even use my phone.
Wow.
I think Google's fucking with me. Google's been sending me fucking messages asking me if they wanted me to use their app. I kept on saying no. So then I think they're fucking with me. But I don't know. I got the Wi-Fi back, so I'm celebrating by calling in to have my astrological signs read by, I don't know, what, Planet Fag is his name?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not his name. That's where he lives. You know, when you look into the stars, you see Jupiter, Planet Fag. You know where Planet Fag is.
Oh,
it's right next to Uranus.
Uranus.
Right next to Uranus.
Oh.
I got a joke. I got a joke for you. All right, here we go. I tell the worst jokes. I cannot tell jokes. It's the truth. I really can't tell jokes, but I'm going to see if I can tell. When it's a straight joke, I fail every time. But I'll try to give it, I'll give it a go with you. What's the difference between a priest and a zit?
A priest and a zit. Let me see.
Yeah.
Zit, you bust. You burst full of pus.
Right.
Now, a priest, you burst pus, piss. Something I know has something to do with kids. So zits are on kids, and priests are on kids too. So maybe priests have. I don't know. Okay.
Well,
I give up.
Well, a zit takes. I can't say it. I can't really say it. It's even bad for me. A zit takes 12 years to come on a kid's face.
Oh, boy. Oh, let me guess what's coming.
That's it. But that's the joke. The zit takes 12
years.
A zit comes on your face at 12. The priest.
Yeah.
Now you get it?
And a priest. Yeah.
He doesn't wait that long.
The priest comes on your face.
This is why I have no sponsors whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
But that's funny. I thought that was funny. The difference
it
between
is
a
funny.
Priest
I like
and a
it.
Zit.
It's,
zit comes on your face at 12.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And a priest comes in and comes on your son's face right away. Yeah.
Well, here's a story. We got to get out.
Oh.
Here's
a
story.
Are you going to get to the Cardinal? Are you going
to
get
to
the Cardinal?
One?
Because I have a...
Yeah.
To the Cardinal?
Right.
I have a...
Oh, that's the main story. I was going to wait for a couple more... Ellen come in and a couple more people
I'll
come
wait.
In. Yeah. Oh, did you read it, though? Did you read the story? Did you read the story
no,
about the
No, I
Cardinal?
Didn't even hear about it until you said it. But I have
oh,
a
my God.
About it you're describing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's on... We're going to hear him on YouTube doing his preaching against the vaccine. It calls it the serpent of evil. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's just really outrageous. But you got to admit,
saying,
Joe, when...
You
have to admit, when a cardinal asking us, when a cardinal is asking us to pray for him, what's going on there? You know what I mean?
It's kind of like disconnected from God when somebody in the clergy is asking us to pray. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it seems like, right? It's like, dude, you're supposed to have the direct link to Jesus, and if you have to ask us to pray for you, there's something going on with you. But we'll look into him. But here's the top story here. California dad kills his kids over QAnon and his serpent DNA. This is a sad story, true story. This happened in maybe 2 weeks ago. I was going to read it, but I was not on the air. Authorities say Matthew Taylor Coleman confessed to murdering his two young children in Mexico and told the investigators he thought they would grow into monsters. So he killed his kids. Sad story.
Usually women
in California,
women
do that, right? You're absolutely right. Women kill their kids. You know, it's rarely that a man, a husband, will kill the kids unless he's possessed by the devil and he's on HBO. But, yeah, women tend to kill their children. Women tend to kill their children. Why do women do that? But here it is. A California surfing school owner who was charged with killing his two children in Mexico is a follower of QAnon and the Illuminati. He thought the children were going to grow into monsters, so he had to kill them. That's what he said. Matthew, who was 40 years old, was charged Wednesday with a foreign murder. He went to Mexico. That's why he's foreign. of a U.S. national in connection with the death of his 2-year-old son and his 10-month-old daughter. He killed them both. That's what authorities said. Coleman confessed to the killing and told the FBI that he used a spear fishing gun to stab them. I got something in my throat. A criminal complaint alleges that he told the FBI that he killed his children because he believed they were going to grow into monsters, and that conspiracy theories led him to believe that his wife had passed down her serpent DNA to the children. Wow. Her serpent DNA to the children.
Okay.
This is a true story.
Okay. Can we spell on that job?
Can we? I mean, these people are having... Coleman's wife, identified only by her initials, contacted the Santa Barbara police after her husband had taken the kids out on a Saturday but didn't tell her where they were going. The complaint grew. She had concern after he failed to respond to her messages, and knowing that her husband didn't have a car seat with him, she called the police. That's weird. I'm going to call the police because husband did not have a car. That's kind of weird. What?
That's what just occurred to me. You're going to call the cops because your husband doesn't have a car seat?
Right. What it tells me, she wanted to use an excuse to call the cops. She didn't have anything else to go on.
That's right.
He's driving with the kids without the car seat. I'm thinking that's what it is because that's ridiculous. So a missing persons report was filed Sunday, and the officers asked her to use Apple Find My iPhone feature to see where she could find Coleman. I didn't know Apple had that feature, Find My Phone. The program showed Coleman's last known location was in Mexico. Well, the police alerted the FBI to the investigation as it became a case of suspected parental kidnapping. Coleman was detained Monday after the inspection by the Border Protection agents of his van upon his reentry into the U.S., where agents didn't see his children and found blood in the vehicles. Oh, my! The complaint alleges that Coleman confessed to the killings upon being interviewed Monday and gave authorities the location of the murder weapon and the discarded body. He also identified the two bodies recovered by the Mexican authorities as those of his children, he said. There you go. So that's what happened. He said this, according to the complaint, Coleman said that he knew what he did was wrong, that it was the only course of action that would save the world. He did it because he wanted to save the world. The serpent DNA is likely to be referenced to the lizard people conspiracy theory, which falsely purports that reptilian aliens secretly run the world and have taken over important positions in the government, banking, and Hollywood. The lizard people. School board.
Do you know Damon Wilson, right?
Yes.
You've heard of him.
Yes, I do. I heard of him.
He's the guy from Sanford and Son?
Right. Wasn't that Lamont?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book 20 years ago about conspiracy theories about what's happening today. Do you know about that book?
No, I don't. I don't.
Well, neither do I. We had a show on it yesterday, and you don't learn anything new. It's just the same stuff that everybody knows.
Same old recycled stuff, right? I didn't know he could write. I didn't know he was alive, tell you the truth. You haven't heard from this guy after the series.
I know.
You know, he just disappeared. He wrote something. You know what's sad? You know when Red Fox died, he didn't have enough money to bury. You know, he didn't have enough money. Eddie Murphy had to chip in the money to bury him because he had no money left. Can you imagine that shit?
Yeah. I know. Didn't he owe the IRS a lot of money?
He sure did. He sure in the hell did. And I think Richard Pryor did too, but I think he died broke too, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember if he died.
I think he had some problems. Well, I know he was into the drugs and everything, so I don't know if he ever stopped, but I think he had some problems. Well, this guy, so he's complaining, and he's saying that the believers in each conspiracy theory has blah, 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 blah. QAnon is a more recent conspiracy theory. Who cares? Anthony Quinn Warner, who bombed his own RV outside an AT&T building in Nashville, claimed that lizard people were taking over Hollywood and the U.S. government. Warner died and three other people were injured. There you go.
Well, that's why I'd ask you about Demar Wilson, because he wrote, I believe if I remember right from yesterday, he supposed, because he did an interview, it was a whole show about a clip he had done in the interview, and he was talking about lizard people. I think he was, but that's why I was asking you about it. Okay.
You know, I'll be honest, ever since I've been doing this show and talk about lizard people and all that kind of bullshit, I do notice some anchors' necks. Yeah, I'm fixated on their necks, especially as they get older. I'm going, okay, I can see that being a lizard person. Some of these necks don't look natural. If you really look at their faces all tight, but their neck is all like, you know, as they're only doing with this nick and tuck and cosmetic surgery, but the face doesn't match the neck, and the neck looks kind of weird. I go, okay, I can see lizards going on here. Good morning, Ellen.
How about
Mr.
Hey,
good
Ellen.
Morning.
What about Zuckerberg?
He looks weird.
What about Zuckerberg? Oh
yeah.
Boy, he does not look human to me.
Yeah,
he does. You know what he reminds me of? Remember Data from Star Trek?
He does. Well, you talk about a person don't look human. How about the Hawk, Stephen Hawkins? Well, how he died? Look at that creature. Damn. I am Stephen Hawking.
He was crippled ever since about 16 or something like that.
He still looks like an alien.
I am not an alien.
I'm just a crippled and a gimp. Don't confuse with me. I will sue you throughout the universe. I am the smartest man. I know. Good morning, Ellie Mae. And
good morning. And, Brian, how many times do I got to tell you that Stephen Hawking is not the smartest man in the world?
Yeah, I know. You interviewed the smartest man in the world.
Oh, God.
I wonder whatever.
You know that. Oh, my God. You got to point back to one. She sets up the interview. So I was there for the interview because he's the smartest guy in the world. And that was a couple of years ago. And Ellen's got to refer back to it. See, what a good job I did. I set up the interview.
No, smartest? I'm just saying it. Everybody thinks that Stephen Hawking is the smartest man in the world, but he's not.
You're right. I mean, not only that guy who was the smartest guy in the world as far as IQ tests, but there are other people who are smarter than him. Yeah, you're right.
There was another guy just recently. And I forgot who it is. I mean, his IQ is so off. I forgot who it is. And he died recently, and he went down as one of the smartest men in the world. And Ellen's one of the smartest women in the world. Right, kiddo?
Yes, I am.
Thank
you. Yes, I am.
Okay. I will not say anything because... All right.
You know, it's like we're going to get to this one thing. It's a bullying thing, and then we'll get to our main story because people get to it. I know I got stuff to do. I got to kill 3 hours, people. Quit rushing me.
Yeah, who's rushing? Ryan, blog talk people are saying, oh, no, the boil came back.
Is that right? We thought we got rid of him. I am back, bitches. You know, I think people are just locked in too much. They get bored. They look for shit. It's just, you get irritated, you know, when you're locked in and you're forced to deal with your family and you realize who you married. Your marriage is good because you had to go away 9 to 5. You have your friends and everything. You get to lunch and you come home. You can deal with it for 3 hours. Let's just face it, right? You come home at 5 and you deal with the family for maybe 4 hours. maybe 4 hours in a day. Because the kids will go to sleep around 9, by 9 o'clock, you already had dinner, you're going, you know, so life is good. But when you're locked down, there's no escape. People get bored and everything.
And
so,
a lot of divorces.
Right,
a lot
right?
Of divorces of the kids.
Right, because you realize who you married. It's like, it's the same old piece of ass and now has an attitude.
There was, I know. There was a woman who was saying that she was investigating this. It was a Black Talk hostess. And she was
right.
talking about this. And she was saying that as a result of the lockdown, one case in particular that she was reading about actually found out after, you know, having been locked down for a few months, he didn't even like his wife. That's
I
what
know.
He discovered.
Yeah. You're finding that out. I mean, Cindy
yeah.
is having a hard time with me. It's like, were you always this weird? Yes, I was. Okay. And nothing. I went and I'm going to tell you, Cindy's working from home right now. She was working on this project, and I was trying to make her feel like she's more at the office. So I come into her workspace, and she goes, what are you doing? I said, it's break time. She goes, break time? Yeah, it's like the office break. Take a break, 10 minutes. So I'm in her office. She goes, after 2 minutes, break time over. Break time over? I just sat down. Get the fuck out of the conference room. Okay.
Yeah, just to make us feel at home. Yeah.
Exactly. I go, I'm going to HR.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to report you to HR.
That's
you're
right.
Uncomfortable.
You haven't heard
HR.
The noise? Exactly. You haven't heard the last of me, Missy? You wait till HR gets to you. You go, get the fuck out. What a strange relationship we have. 850-850, you're live in the air. Welcome to Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. 850. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I recognize the number 850, the voice I'm trying to hear one more time. You were on the show before.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. You know, I read that book by DeMond Wilson. It was something millennial or something like that. It was
yeah,
kind of weird.
Millennium.
Brian,
millennium.
He needs to call back in
yeah.
because he's underwater.
Oh
all right, let me call right back.
You get the back. Okay, cool. Oh, I remember. He's a good guy. I like him. I like him a lot. He's a good guy. And there you go, Joe. Verified the book. There's always somebody
yeah.
knows something that we don't
good.
Know.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he called in. When he calls back in, maybe we can find out a little more about it because
right.
See, DeMond Wilson wrote this book 22 years ago, so he supposedly he predicted all of this.
Okay,
but
well, let me go to...
He wasn't described.
Let me go to Amazon. You might have something there, Joe.
Well, he's on Amazon.
Okay. Let's see what the name of the book is. What is it? Is it D-E-M-O-N? Demon?
It's the Age of Millennium. That's the name of the book.
Oh,
DeMond
okay.
Wilson is D-E-M-O-N-D. DeMond. Can you imagine that? He's talking about demons in his book. What's his name? DeMond.
Yeah. Very good. I didn't catch it, Joe. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that. Okay, let's see what we got here. Let me check the studio. The gentleman came back in. Nope, he didn't. Sometimes when they leave, they go away. I got to catch them when they get here. Let me see. DeMond Wilson, he wrote another book called, yeah, The Bittersweet Memoirs of the Saffron and Son Years by DeMond Wilson.
Right.
And it's called The Second Banana. The New Age Millennium, an expose
New
of
Age
symbols,
millennium.
Slogans, Hidden Agendas by DeMond Wilson. The New Millennium. What an ugly book cover, man. It has just ugly book
oh,
cover.
Yeah,
yeah it just looks like it just looks like a page of new. It just says New Age Millennium, and then it's just blank. There's no picture, no nothing.
Nothing, huh?
What more buying choices? 800. This cannot be right. He's selling. This has to be a joke. He's selling the hardcover for $902.81. This has to be wrong. And then he's selling his used book for $847. This has to be a joke. No, seriously. That's what it has here. It has to be a joke. Is it a joke?
Oh,
he went three
really?
Used. Yeah, he's selling the used book for $847. And he's selling the new book for $902.81.
Oh,
swear to God, I'm not joking.
That's why authors aren't making any money, and Amazon lets them get away with that crap.
Well, if they want to sell it for, you know what? When yesterday on the interview, he said his website was demondwilson.org. So I went to the website. He's selling. You know what he's selling the book on his website? $25.
What? Are you serious?
$25. And he's selling
like
it for $900.
That's why authors aren't making any money, because they're outrageous with their prices.
Is this really true? You don't think this is really? Do you think this is fake or you think this is real? I mean, I'm looking
at. I think it's real, but I think he's a little bit off the wall.
I think
the guy's off the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think he did it just to see if anybody would bite and actually buy the book for that price.
Really? Well, here's some of the reviews from the book. Here's some of the reviews from the book. This is from Greg. The truth is interpreted by Demon Wilson. I reviewed at the United States February 18, 2021. That's just this year, February 21, beginning of the year. He says, I've been a fan of Demon Wilson. Who's been a fan of Demon? Who's been a fan of Lamont? Nobody's a fan. I'd like to meet somebody who says, you know, Saffron Son, I'm a big fan of Lamont. Nobody's a fan of Lamont. Come on. You know, right now I'm thinking it's a bogus and it's a who's a fan of Lamont? That's like saying I watch Archie Bunker and I like Meathead. I'm a big fan of Meathead. Come on. All right.
I would imagine people would like Meathead.
Really?
I think they are.
The liberal?
Yeah. I think anybody, even if you're apolitical, you probably like Meathead, because Meathead was kind of wacky. Yeah. I thought that, what's his real name? Forgot the actor that played the guy.
Oh, you're talking about what's his name? Her father. His father is the well-known comedian, and he did it.
Right.
Oh, my God, Joe, me too. Ellen's pretty good at that.
What?
Ellen Archie.
What?
Archie. Archie.
Oh.
No.
No, Meathead.
Meathead. Mary DeGloria. His real name.
Oh, God.
He's
a big
great director.
He's a big time director, too.
Have a brain for it?
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. His father, I know as Mel Brooks. When I think of him, I think of his father, him and Mel Brooks being the best friends and everything. He's the older comedian. These guys used to do their little bits and everything, and I think of him. And now I can't remember his name to get his son's name.
Jesus, my name, my memory too is fucked.
Isn't it really? Who? Okay, now we got to look.
Yeah,
at
I don't
it.
Remember, but I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. I got the image finally, but I don't know the name.
Yeah,
the
come
name.
On, Ellen.
I know the name, but it's
Rob
yeah.
Reiner.
Ellen, you know
Rob Reiner. There
Reiner.
You go.
Rob Reiner.
Yeah, there Reiner. You go.
And his father was Carl Reiner.
Yeah. Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shows of shows. There you go. Good job, Ellen. Well, this guy claims, okay, let's go back to this idiot. Anyway, I've been a fan of Demon Wilson since his days with Saffron & Son and respect him as an actor. And as a pastor and an author, he was a pastor. Okay. However, his work in this expose is very biased. Although Mr. Wilson claims his book is supposed to be the ultimate truth, in short, his work in this book has a lot of gaps and does not represent the truth about the world as he claims it. It merely represents the truth as seen through his eyes. He even challenges his readers in the first chapter. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Constance Cumber. These things are fake. These little things, Very great read, informative. Yeah, Ms. V. They're not even saying who their name are. These are, I don't know. Joe, it doesn't even have.
No, but see, they can't, they have to be real reviews because Amazon will flag you if they're not.
I don't know. They could be real reviews, but for people who he knows, if you know what I mean. Normally when I see a book, there's details about the book. There's a summary about the book. There is nothing. The publisher is Cap Publishing.
There's nothing in there about the book?
There's nothing. There's no description of the book. There's nothing. I have my suspicious. Huh. My suspicion.
Yeah. Something like that. Jesus.
Yeah, 900
yeah, I mean,
something.
900. Yeah, going back to Rob Reiner, his dad, yeah, you said his dad was Carl Reiner. Carl Reiner was, he did Dick Van Dyke and all that, didn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
He was a writer for them.
Him and Mel Brooks and these people, they came as writers and everything. They were the greats. They were the greats.
Well, going
and then
back
Sheldon
to
Leonard, I think.
Right.
Van Dyke. Yeah.
That's right. That is absolutely right. What were we reading? Anyway.
We were talking about the goddamn
Damon,
he was
Damon Wilson.
And his book, and there's nothing there on the page you're saying.
There's nothing.
It describes
there's
the
nothing.
Book.
Right.
Then what the hell is that book doing there?
I don't
How many reviews
know.
Are there?
Three, but even the reviews are kind of suspicious. You know, first of all, I don't think it's...
Like I said, Brian, they can't be fake reviews because Amazon started flagging.
Okay, but here's how I think it's fake, Ellen, because I'm looking at it, and right now it says follow the author. There's no picture of it. It just has his name, and it's a blank picture. Just blank. It was a blank, you know, when you put your profile picture on, it's blank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he was selling the book, he's going to really promote himself as Lamont, and that's what made him famous. So it's blank. Why would he write a book and put a blank profile on it? That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, the book has nothing on it, not on anything on the cover. It just says New Age. It's black. And then it has like a little print, a blue print that says Wilson. That's it. There's no cover. There's no nothing. Why wouldn't he put his face on there if he's talking about the New Age millennium? Why wouldn't he promote it? So I'm thinking, and then when they go 900, I think it's fake. I think somebody, I mean, it doesn't have no description of the book. It has nothing on the book. I don't even think there is a book. Okay, let me see. You know what? I'm going to add this to cart. Let's see what happens. I'm going to add this to my motherfucking cart.
No, oh. I'll tell you an easy way. Go to DamonWilson.org. You'll see the books for sale.
Really? Okay, there you go.
Almost
bought that motherfucker. Really? Well, Joe, you got something there. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, Joe said that he was selling it on his website for $25.
Then how do we get 200 and, 900 and something? Damon, I don't know.
On Amazon, they're selling it, just saying, for $902. On his website, they're selling it for $25.
.org, huh?
Yeah.
.org, okay. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it should be .com. I wondered myself, why is it .org?
Right. All right, here it is, Second Banana, The Bittersweet Memoirs of the Sanford and Son Years. Buy the book now. Let's see who to contact here. It says contact, nothing. Biography, Damon Wilson grew up in Harlem. You don't think it's his brother or somebody trying to capitalize on it, trying to make some money, a cousin or anything? It just seems weird, Joe. It's buy the book now. There's a character of Sanford and Son on there, Fred, and Damon is in a car. And it has three books, and that's it.
Well, they got the prices right below the books, right? Don't they have the prices?
Yeah,
right below
the Second
books?
Banana, yeah, $25, $25. $50 for the New Age Millennium autographed book. Now, this is interesting. Now, if you look at Amazon, they don't have this cover. This is a different cover. This cover has some stuff on it and the symbols on it. Yeah, Amazon has nothing. no cover at all. And I don't know.
You know what? Hey, wait. Hey, Brian, you may be onto something. Maybe it's not. I'm thinking, how could somebody hack into Amazon and put up a false page? That may be possible. But somebody might be trying to live off of Damon Wilson's name.
I think
Take a look at the name and
see if the name is spelled correctly. We had a person that said that somebody was trying to sell her work. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you're, yeah, they were trying to, oh, I remember that. And they couldn't pull them down.
Yeah, and Amazon won't do anything about it.
Yeah. Nobody's selling, even Stephen King is not selling a book, a used book for $847. Come on. This has to be some guy on crack, a brother, cousin, nephew, uncle.
Yeah. See if the name is spelled the same way as Damon Wilson's name.
Ooh, that. Well, they spelled it Demon, D-E-M-O-N-D. Yeah, they did. D-E-M.
Right, right.
Damon Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. They did spell it right.
Okay.
But if you look at it, it says publisher, Cap Publishing. Publication, January, publication, January 1st, 1819? That's a publication?
Yeah,
1819?
Yeah, Ellen, what's that about?
Brian, you may be right. Somebody cracked into Amazon and put up a phony page.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're talking about Cap Publishing. It's a literary company that was started in January 1st, 1819.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they may have started in 1819.
They have started that. Oh, I still don't. The cover is different. The cover is different. And if you guys go to Amazon right now, put it in, you will see that it's just a blank book with the blue black backdrop and the word New Age Millennium. That's it. Nothing about his picture. The signs are different. The symbols are different from his website to here. I think there's somebody who's trying to
doing it like that. That's going to make people suspicious if they find out that Damon Wilson has a website. You know, see, the person that put up that fake Amazon page, they're not too smart, because if they really wanted to get by on people, they wouldn't have put the book for $900 and something. They would have put up the same cover, and they would have put, you know, all the information about Damon Wilson.
There's no, and you're right, there's no description or anything about the book, nothing.
I mean, you could go to his website, and you could go to any stock footage video and put it, or IMDb or something, and put in Damon Wilson, and you'll come up with all kinds of pictures of him.
I just put in here DamonWilson.com, you know, just for fun and see what come up.
Yeah.
It's a free page, meaning that if he wanted this page, he could have bought it in the domain. Well, it says it's for sale. Call, whatever. Maybe they took his pay. I don't think this is him, tell you the truth. I mean, I don't know, Joe. I have no idea, but it looks suspicious to me. It just looks suspicious. I mean, at least the one on Amazon looks really
suspicious. I'll take a look at it later.
Yeah, it looks suspicious. PC. Right. Let's move on. And then here's what I was saying. Okay. You know, people just want to bitch about everything. I was listening to the radio. We have a radio here, and there's two morons on the radio in the afternoon. They're conservative things, thinking Trump was going to rise. You know, you get the idea. Well, anyway, they were viewing, this was like 2 weeks ago, they were interviewing LeVar Burton. he was trying out, yeah, exactly. He was trying out for the Jeopardy host. He wanted to be the Jeopardy host. And he was building up on the radio and saying, hey, vote for me, blah, 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 blah. And then in the middle of the interview, he says, I have to leave because my show's coming on. You know, and he was trying to be all highbrow. Anyway, LeVar Burton tried to get the job, and he didn't. Okay. So the LeVar, and here's the headline on Newsweek. LeVar Burton fans outraged over Jeopardy, the hosting snub. They did him dirty. You didn't get the job. There was other people who were trying out. So now they did him dirty. Okay. That caught my eye. Fans of LeVar Burton had expressed outrage after it was confirmed that the star had missed out on becoming the new permanent host of Jeopardy. All right. On Wednesday, it was announced that Jeopardy executive producer Mike Richards will step into the host position, while actress and neuroscientist Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik. She played Amy on Big Bang Theory, and she played Blossom.
Right. She's going to be there. So people are upset about that.
I think she's supposed to be a genius, but I'm not.
Yeah, she's a real neuroscientist.
Yeah. Well, what kind of nutcase is that? She's a real neuroscientist with a master's degree, PhD, and everything. I want to be an actress. Something's wrong with her. Anyway, she's going to be doing the special Jeopardy's, like National College Week and Champion Holiday Season. You know, she'll be doing that kind of stuff while Mike Richards will be doing taking over the real job of Alex Trebek. So the fans the Zagreta fans took to Twitter and shared their thoughts on why LeVar Burton should have got the role. I'm hoping that nobody yells racist. Please tell me nobody's going to say we should. The tweet caught the attention of Burton, who replied to... I hope they don't. Replied to the When They See Us director, check your DMs, whatever. One of my birthday wishes is for LeVar Burton to develop, executive produce, and host his own original. That's your birthday wish? Your birthday wish is for LeVar Burton to develop, executive produce, and host his own original game show. We'll tune in. No, we won't. Nobody gives a fuck about LeVar Burton. Nobody even thinks about him. You know what I mean? If he died, you would think.
Not unless you're a child and you watch Reading Rainbow.
Right. Or Roots. He's the first nigga got caught. Yeah, he's the first nigga got caught. I was yelling at the TV, run, nigga, run!
Didn't he play? No, your name is Kobe. No, I'm Kunta
Kinte. Yeah, it's not good to be the first nigga that got caught. Look at that. And when white people catch you, you must be the slowest black guy on the planet if a white person's catching you. Go, what's wrong with you? You got caught by this guy. Come on, man. You need to nigga up. If a white guy catches you. I mean, we're running from lions. Exactly. We're running from lions and zebras and rhinoceroses. You let an old white dude with a net catch you? Come on, man. That's not a good representation.
He certainly wasn't on the UCLA track and field team.
Exactly. How embarrassing. I don't know. Whatever. I got to get some coffee. And when we come back. Yeah. Yes, Joe.
Didn't he have something else on his resume other than Star Trek? Wasn't he also like Mayim Bialik? Didn't he have something else going for him besides Hollywood?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know he did the kids show, like Ellen said. I know he did with the Next Generation, Star Trek. Was he the blind guy? I don't know who I think he was that.
Yeah, he was the blind guy. Yeah.
Oh, was he? He did Roots and he did Next Generation, but I haven't seen anything after that. I mean, he might have done little projects on his side, but if he's trying to audition for Jeopardy, his career is not going well. You know, let's face it, Jeopardy, you know what they're going to try to do? They're saying Alex Trebek has been there for 25. It was a lifetime position, you know. What a gig. You know, Vanna White, I remember Vanna White when she first started. I remember when I first came to Hollywood. We moved, me and my girlfriend, it was like my third apartment in Hollywood Boulevard. It was a street called, Colgate, whatever. We're in Hollywood, right off the strip. It was like two blocks off the strip. It was a beautiful townhouse. Mm-hmm. And when we got to the townhouse, the woman was saying, and you know who else lives here? You know, giving us a 401 of the celebrities who were living there. They were just getting their start, but they got some shows. So Vanna White, that's when she first got the job on Wheel of Fortune. And I remember before signing the lease, they go, and you know that new girl, Vanna White, I think she's going to be she's Jewish. She's going to be a good one. She just got a job on this TV show called Wheel of Fortune. I don't know the Wheel of Fortune. But anyway, Madonna lived there. We go on and on and on. So I said, okay, let's get the place. It's a beautiful place. It was like, oh, my God, it was a huge-ass town, blah, blah, blah. So I go down. This is all true. I go down to the laundry room at 2 in the morning. I had an audition that morning at 6. Some stupid thing. Vanna White, bra, underwear, washing her clothes drying. She was washing her clothes, and she was drying her clothes at the time. And remember, she wasn't that Vanna White as you know, a personality yet. She was just starting. Oh. She just got the show. You know what I mean? She.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I go down there, and I go, ah! Because it's not a good thing as a black man down in a laundry room at 2 in the morning with a white girl in her underwear. What could happen?
Right.
I'm thinking. Right. I wanted
nothing.
To get the fuck out. What could go wrong? And then she was on the dryer. I'll never forget. She was on the dryer doing cocaine. She was snorting up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
And she was oh, yeah, she in her underwear, snorting up a storm on the dryer. I'm just like, so you just moved in here. How is it? I go, oh, God, there's a talking bitch in her underwear. Just a second.
Yeah.
I love this place. Don't you like this place? You just moved in. How are you doing? My name is Vanna. What's your name? You know, it's like, oh, God, I got to get out of here, you know. That's how I remember Vanna White.
Yeah.
In her underwear,
doing
coke.
I saw some Tulsa. Ran through your mind, huh?
I haven't done cocaine. No, you know, I was never really addicted to like
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Remember when they bombed? Yeah, remember when they bombed Tulsa? The Black Wall
Street? Yes. Oh, okay. Sorry, Joe. Yeah, I'm a little slow. You're Black Wall Street. Exactly.
Because that happened because they accused the black guy of raping a white woman.
Oh,
they did was they were in the elevator.
Did they really?
And that was about it. Yeah.
That was it?
That's
I did not know that, Joe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you don't want to be in a laundry room with a white, pretty white girl in her underwear, bra and underwear. Brown panties. And what are you doing? I was just washing my clothes at 3 in the morning. Come here, buddy. It could start something, you know. But that's how I remember her. That's how I remember Cocaine Kid. Wow. You know, and it'd probably be a fantasy of most guys going, oh, God, I wish I was you. You know, I mean, this is when she was hot. You know, her body was tight. She was like, damn, I don't know, 26, 27. Yeah. Gee. And then Madonna was there. I'll tell you who was there that I remember. Madonna was there. She was there for maybe a couple of months. And then she was dating movie star Sean Penn at the time. That's when she was there. She was dating everybody. There were so many rumors in there. I mean, Vanna White was there. There were some other actors that were there that really didn't mean nothing. It was a fun time, though, Joe. It was a fun time, Ellen. It was a fun time, you know, when you're all starting off and you got kind of a name, but you don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was like the hippie date, you know. It was like one of these, we're trying to make it together and you know, just bullshit talk that nobody's interested in, but you guys know. All right, so anyway, the fans are upset with LeVar Burton. And I'm just hoping they didn't say anything racist. There he is right there. God, does he look like a lizard person. He looks like he has a bow tie and a tuxedo, and he has his lips pierced. And wow. Yeah, if anybody's a lizard person, it's him. I'm just seeing if there's anything good. Nobody said anything racist, thank God. Also, I still believe LeVar Burton was the best person for the job, and I will die on this hill, said a person one, if he doesn't get Jeopardy host. Lawyer and author Meanie Harris, niece of Vice President Kamala Harris, retweeted her post from Justice for LeVar Burton? Are you freaking kidding me? Justice for LeVar Burton? The guy lost out on an audition. What the hell is this? Black people got it. Stop it. Stop it. What about my justice? I was up for a couple of films. I didn't see nobody protesting and marching for me. Except that security guard that kicked me the hell off the lot and kind of tased me. Fuck you, you racist bastard. I will come back one day. He'll use it for the cows. Stop it.
You know that thing that you sent me last night?
What?
About the image? This image was developed by a Japanese neurologist.
Yeah, did it move for you? Did it move for you?
Nope, it didn't.
It moved for me. Oh, my God, Ellen, it moved for me this morning. It was jumping like Tigger. It's this image somebody put on Facebook, right? And it's done by this Japanese artist, and it's an illusion. But if you look at it, it says if you're calm, it won't move. Then you get a little tense, it starts to move. And then when you're really tense, it's jumping around. And I looked at it first and didn't move. This morning, that fucker was just like an earthquake. It's like, oh, fuck, oh, what a trip. But it will.
What kind of stress are you under this morning?
Well, you know what it is? It's your eye control. I'm thinking, you know, depends. If when you get stressed, I have to look this up. Your eyes kind of jump. If you know what I mean. I think there's some movement. There's eye movement.
What? You mean eye twitching?
Huh? What did you say?
Is it eye twitching?
No, not twitching. I think, well, that too, but I'm thinking the cornea of your eyes. For instance, you know when it gets dark, your cornea, you know, gets smaller, and then the light. So I'm thinking when you're tense and you're stressed, I think it does do something to your cornea. One time, Sydney was so mad at me that her eyes kept moving back and forth, and she was standing still going, well, that's different. So... Really? Never seen that before.
I'm surprised her eyes weren't spinning.
They were almost doing it. I mean, that's interesting. You look like a cartoon. What?
Yeah.
You're going to kill me now?
What was that? Felix the cat?
Exactly. So I think that's the illusion. I think your eyes, if you're stressed and you're not stressed and whatever, I think they do kind of move and they do kind of jump. And they can get... bigger, and so there's some psychology in that. So mine didn't move this morning. Okay, but I got a real joke for you guys. It's not a joke. It's a puzzle, and then we'll get to our main story. It's a puzzle that
you should have said that yesterday, because yesterday was International Joke Day.
Was it really?
Joke Day. Yeah.
Well, this one I think I solved, and I want to know if you guys have the same solution to it, because it really will fuck with your head. It really will fuck with your head. I think we lost Joe. Joe, I don't know if Joe is asleep right now. I really wanted him to hear it, but I think we lost Joe because he's gone. But I'll give it to you,
okay?
I'll give it to you. Yeah, Joe's gone. He would have jumped in. We have Joe for a good 20 minutes. Here it is. This is a puzzle, and it says this, and I posted it. Nobody can solve this riddle, and it's breaking the internet. Are you ready, Ellen? Joe, if you can hear me, I'm hoping he can hear it too. Are you ready? Here it is.
Uh-huh.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? Hold on. Listen to it again. If Teresa's daughter, this is going to be the mind bender for today, and see if you get the same answer I do. There's A, B, C, D, and E, if you want to write it down, because you have to remember what they are. I wonder if you get the same thing, because it busted my head for about an hour. I'm going, what the fuck? And I tried it, and I read it over and over, and I think I finally solved it. But a lot of people can't get it. So it's a mind bender. Let me know, do you have something that you can write, because you're going to need it.
Can you hear me?
There you go, Joe. Good. I can hear you now. Are you ready, Joe? Because I'm going to give this to you and Ellen, and I wonder if you come to the
okay.
same conclusion. Here we go. Because it took me an hour to solve this, and I wonder if you guys come to the same conclusion I did. Here we go. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? And these are the answers. A, the grandmother. B, the mother. C, the daughter. D, the granddaughter. E, I am Teresa. I'll read it again. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? A, the grandmother. Huh?
No.
Yeah, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? A, the grandmother.
Oh, okay.
B, the mother. Yeah. C, the daughter. D, the granddaughter. E, I am Teresa.
Teresa's daughter is my daughter.
Is my daughter's mother.
My grandmother.
What am I to Teresa?
Grandmother. Teresa's.
That's
not hard, but it's I have to write.
I know. When you first read it, it's like, okay, piece of cake. Then you keep thinking about it. It gets more complicated. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? Ellen, you got yours?
I would say E, Teresa.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, Ellen put E, you say I am Teresa. That's what you say.
Yeah.
Wow. Joe?
It isn't hard. It's not hard. I just have to write it down because it's something I haven't thought about before.
Right. Well, while Joe writes it down, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. And these are the answers again, Joe. And we'll get your answer. I got Ellen's answer. A, is it grandmother? B, is it the mother? C, is it the daughter? D, the granddaughter? E, I am Teresa. So figure out which one, what is your answer? Ellen said E, I am Teresa. I'll tell you what mine is after this break. Joe's going to do it. I'm going to get a drink of water and a cup of coffee, and we're going to get right to the main story. Please pray for me.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Okay, say it. Alan, say it again. Teresa's daughter is what?
Okay. It says, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter. Listen. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, then what am I to Teresa?
Okay, I'm thinking about it. Can I change my answer?
Oh, I know. It's one of those things, right? That you go, okay, I got
yeah.
the answer. Then you think about it. It's like, I mean, it had me. I said, you know, this is no problem. And then I kept reading it. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to
it's
Teresa?
My daughter's mother.
Uh huh.
Is my daughter's mother. Okay.
Right.
And what am I to Teresa?
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother,
okay.
What am I to Teresa?
Right.
The grandmother, A, B, the mother, C, the daughter, D, the granddaughter, E, I am Teresa. We'll be
okay,
right back with
change,
their answers.
My,
wait, don't tell me. In 3 minutes, I'm just going to get a cup of coffee and get you and Joe's answer. We'll be right back.
Teresa's the mother.
That's your answer? Really?
Yeah, Teresa's daughter, right, is my daughter's... No, that's not it. Because Teresa's daughter is my...
The more you think about it, the more it just your word messes up. We'll be right back. Wait, don't say it, Ellen. Don't say it.
No, I'm thinking my answer, though.
You are? Okay. If you'd like to come in and you know the answer to that puzzle, the number is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. If you know the answer, my God, please tell us, because I'll tell you what I came up with right after this. It's going to take 3 minutes. I'm going to get a cup of coffee. Don't go anywhere. We have our main story coming up. Please pray for me. The Catholic Cardinal who criticized the vaccine, that's our main story. And we'll be right up. I'm going to send this song out to my girl, my little girl, Jessica, because when she first came to me, she goes, what do I call you? You're not my dad. I said, I like it when you call me Big Papa. And that's how I got it from this song. We'll be right back.
Oh, check it out.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wetness where you find me.
What?
The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with. Sleep with, keep the ep a secret, why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the need. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch is great. Conversate for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagine in Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
Yeah, you listen to Hammer 96.7.
Throw your hands
Big
in the
Papa.
Air if you're the true
like
player.
That. And that's from Biggie.
To the honey,
the
getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
Alright. Did you guys come up with the answer? Let me repeat it one more time, and then I'll go to Ellen,
and
then I'll go to Joe.
What am I to Teresa? I'm the son-in-law.
That's not one of the answers. Joe? No, the answer, the possible answers are 4.
A, either the grandmother, I'll read it again. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? A is either grandmother, B, mother, C, daughter, D, granddaughter, E, I am Teresa. Those are the possible answers. Joe? I'm the mother-in-law. Joe writes his own answer. That's it, done. Drop the mic. Okay. Ellen, what did you come up with?
I changed my answer from the granddaughter. I'm going to change it to the daughter.
The daughter. Let's see how that works. I don't think that's going to work. Let's see how that works. Okay. I don't think that's going to work, but let's see how that works. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? And you said who?
The daughter. Or daughter.
The no, that doesn't work. Because if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? You say the daughter? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's not what I came up with.
I say none of them. Can you hear me?
No, but, yeah, I can hear you. No, you have to choose one. It's one of these answers.
I don't choose any of them.
I think, Joe,
I think I'm the son-in-law.
Oh, man. Joe invents the new math. Now he invents the new puzzle. you know what my answer is? My answer, I'll read it again. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? My answer is I am Teresa, and I'll tell you why. Because it gives you a little clue here. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to my daughter's mother? What am I to Teresa? I say she is Teresa.
No.
No.
That
doesn't make sense either.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Because the clue.
You know, okay. You know what? Let's look it up on Google and see if Google has an answer. Google has an answer for everything.
I don't think it does. I don't think it does.
Well,
I don't think
it
does. Okay, how are you going to get it says, the heading says, nobody can solve this riddle, and it's breaking the internet. That's the heading of this riddle.
I'm the son-in-law. His wife.
No, the son-in-law.
I have a daughter.
No.
It's not in the answers. It's not in the answers. But look, I have a daughter, right?
Right.
Okay. So the daughter's mother has to be my wife. If I have a daughter, the daughter has a mother, therefore, who am I to that particular person? I am the husband. Oh, okay. I'm the husband to that mother. So if the daughter is the daughter has a mother, that mother is my mother-in-law.
And the daughter has a mother. Joey. No,
right.
Joe.
If the daughter of that is the Teresa's mother, then I have to be the mother. I have to be the son-in-law. So
but
who
you're
am
not
I to Teresa?
One of the answers.
I know, but nobody's solving. Look,
it would
nobody's
be none
solving
of, it would
the,
be,
the riddle. If there's only four answers and nobody's solving,
right.
It has to be another answer.
Well, no. Okay, here's how I came to mind. And Ellen, you said what? What did you say?
Her daughter.
No.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, her daughter's mother, okay, what am I to Teresa? My daughter's mother. My daughter's mother. What am I to Teresa? My daughter's mother. Then you would have to be, wait a minute, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother. You would have. Oh, I changed my answer. You would have to be the grandmother, wouldn't you? If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, is my daughter's mother? That's the one that confuses me. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, is Teresa? What am I to Teresa? Teresa's daughter is my daughter. It's my, and when you keep reading it over and over again, you're going to change your answer three or four times because it boggles the mind. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to it will have to be grandmother. I don't know. I thought it was Teresa. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother. Okay, got it. Okay. Ellen, let's go this way. You have a kid named Aaron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll put it as Aaron. If Aaron's daughter is my daughter's mother, So Aaron's mother, so Aaron's the mother, it has to be, you're the grandmother. Then what am I to Teresa?
No, I found it on the internet, and they do have the correct answer, and I was right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, okay. I'm on a website. It's called Simple Most. Can you solve the riddle that's stumping the internet? Ouch.
Okay.
Our brains hurt from this one. November 1st. And this is way back from about 4 years ago.
Wow.
Okay? And it said, sure, online riddles are fun. They're certainly great time killers when you're at work. But what makes this brain teaser in particular so much fun isn't even the puzzle itself. It's the reactions from other people online. The Teresa's daughter riddle that's been circulating online has tons of people stumped, and the reactions are hilarious. In case you're unfamiliar, the riddle that everyone and their mother is trying to solve, it goes a little something like this. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you go down. Okay, so take a minute to think about that. Need a little help? These multiple choice answers, and they're the ones that A, grandmother, B, mother, C, daughter, D, granddaughter, E, I am Teresa.
Right.
So which one is it? Based on some, okay, I'm not going to go into the reactions because some of them were pretty stupid. Okay.
What's the answer?
Okay, so what's the right answer? Are you curious to see if you got the right answer? Keep reading to find out. The question one more time. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
Spending some time thinking about that one. Need more time? Mm-hmm. The correct answer is C, Teresa's daughter.
What?
That's what I said.
What am I to Teresa? If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother.
Okay, listen. If you think about it,
well,
the phrase...
Yeah, that would be my daughter's mother. My daughter's mother, she would be. But what am I to Teresa? If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa?
If you think about it, the phrase my daughter's mother could be substituted for the word me. So then it would read, if Teresa's daughter is me, what am I to Teresa?
That even got me more confused. Wow.
Because if you're a female, which you are in this scenario, then the phrase, my daughter's mother, could only apply to you. If you were a male, you'd be Teresa's son-in-law. See, like Joe said.
What Joe said.
What did I say? That's what I said.
But if you were a male, but she's a girl.
Yeah,
Joe, that's pretty damn good.
What am I? What am I to Teresa? What am I, Joe, to Teresa? Because of my daughter.
Wow.
Right, Teresa. I was right. Son-in-law.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but that said,
well,
that said, if, you,
was
if,
right.
you, if it was a male, if it was a male in
but
that scenario, but in the scenario, it's a female. So it's the daughter, C.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
Joe,
yeah, my
you
daughter,
were right.
If
Ellen,
I'm the son-in-law,
right.
then it would be the daughter.
Yeah. Right. Damn. All right, that's pretty good, Joe. Pretty good, Ellen. Because, Ellen, you did it. You got it off the bat, too, before you checked. Wow. I thought
I was sitting there thinking about it.
From the male perspective.
Right.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking about it.
Wow. All right, guys, we're going to get to the main story because our show is almost over. So apparently this cardinal, there's a couple more things I wanted to, we already covered. We got to do the gay the astrological, then we get to it, and then we'll finish it off with the main story. All right, and it's time for, are you ready? We had a psychic on a show. I love her. Pat Oberlin. And we had a packed studio. I keep saying it. We had a packed studio. So I said, huh.
Pat O'Brien is a famous bar here in New Orleans.
I know. It used to be a guy on ET, too, Entertainment Tonight. Remember Pat O'Brien? Until he got arrested for public indecency. There's something going on there. Anyway, Pat Oberlin came on. She packed the studio. And that gave me an idea that people love to hear horoscopes. So we reached out to our space alien from another planet, Planet Fag. It's right next to Uranus. And he's going to come on.
It would be right next to Uranus.
It would be right next to Uranus. And he's coming on with the help of my lovely assistant to tell you about your horoscope. So let me, I don't have gay out of space music, but I got to get us into some kind of mood here. And I'm trying to get the weirdest stuff that I can do to start this. Let's start it off like this.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Thank you. And I don't have weird. I should have had it. I don't have weird space music, but it's as close as I can get to. Here we go. With the help of my assistant, we're going to contact Planet Fag. And that gay spaceman who does horoscopes. So we concentrate. He loves that. Let me summon the gay alien. Hold on, Ellen. It's going to take a minute. Take a minute. Calling the gay alien and Planet Fag. Hi. I'm here. Am I late? Okay, let's begin. With the help of my assistant.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck you.
Oh, stop it. You're just a gay hater. You're a fag hater. But I love you, Joe. Okay. Let's get comfy. Okay. Let's begin.
Oh, boy.
With the help of my assistant.
Oh, God.
In fact, I'm a little late because I visit Uranus, and you need to clean that shit. Okay, let's begin.
Oh, boy.
When they're going to cancel us. Get him off the air, quick. Okay. And Joe goes, I like to copy your show. No, you don't.
Okay, forget about the intro, Brian. It was nice.
I know, I'm
but... up. Thanks.
Oh, God. Okay, let's begin. All right, ready, girls? Okay, with the help of my lovely assistant, Miss Ellen, we will read your horoscope. Now, if you're out there, my little chickies, you can call the number and I'll give you your horoscope. Yes. 319-527-6099. Woo! You know our planet because if you look outside, we have nothing. Our planet has a lot of colors.
I'm leaving the fucking show.
Hey, don't you leave. I will find you. I will find you, and then we will take in my spaceship. We'll experiment with you. You and little Tiny are mine. Okay, here we go. The number
Somebody
is...
help me.
Yeah. Little Tiny. I'll get you, Tiny, and your little balls, too.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The number to come in
Tiny
is 319.
Word. He doesn't want to discourage you.
I didn't say anything. Oh, but I've seen him. Oh, yeah. You don't know where Tiny's been. 319-527-6099. Those are the digits. Hey, hit it once. Come on in. Okay, are we ready?
No, haven't you felt empty lately? Because Tiny's been going out partying.
Hey, Tiny's been partying with his little party hat. Woo! You know what I mean? Now, if you want to know what the planet is, so you go outside right now when the little stars are there. Twinkle, twinkle, little babies. We're the star to the left. You can't miss us because we're shiny and glittery. We're the little stars. If you see us shooting across the sky, we're going, whee! Okay, let's begin.
They're following behind you.
Whee! That's a shooting star. Okay. With the help of my assistant.
Little stars from the sky.
I'm just imagining sky riding that goes up there in the sky.
Hanjo, why is there glitter falling from the sky?
Exactly. That's just us parting, dear. All right, first one. Would my assistant please read the first sign?
Okay, would you like them to go in order, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. You're the assistant, and I please would like to hear your greatness. It makes me happy.
Okay, your great fagness.
Not your great fagness. Oh, you're such a bitch.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Woo.
My great fagness.
Okay.
My great fagness. I will hell my thunderballs on you, girlie. Read the first one.
Okay, the first one, Taurus.
Taurus. Yes, I like him because it's bull. And, you know, it's a little funny story about the Taurus. I went out to dinner and I had the balls, the bull balls. The Taurus, the bull. So yummy and tasty and salty.
Isn't that supposed to be blue balls?
No, it was bull balls. Ball? No, in Colorado, people eat the balls. Here we go. Taurus. I don't have it.
And it's not bull balls. What is your name, anyway?
They call me Sparkle.
Why am I here?
You're invited to the party. Hello. You accepted the invitation for
him.
Free food and buffet? You're the buffet.
You're not leaving me alone with him.
I know. This is weird. I had them all. There's this. Okay, give me another one, and we'll get to Taurus later. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Sam. Capricorn. It's supposed to be more. Huh. That is weird. What happened to my other astrological sign? I don't have Taurus. There's something there. Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see. Why is it?
That's weird. Hmm. Like a day astrologer from the planet Fag isn't weird.
You're just a hater. You're a homophobic planet watcher. Okay. Geez. All right, just for that, you have no future. All right, I don't have it. Pick another one.
Okay. Pisces.
Okay. Pisces. My little fishies.
Yes. The fish.
Okay, I got Pisces. That reminds me of a story.
I thought Ellen said bite.
Kid story. You know, it was like these three ladies walked by my apartment. I opened up the window and I thought it was a fish market. Oh, my. Pisces.
Pause.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to get
here
a lot of
go.
Calls on that one.
I know. Planet Fag is about, and here we go. Pisces. These are the people who are born in February 19th and March 20th. Pisces, trust your intuition a bit more. With a visionary perspective and a sympathetic attitude, oh my, you can develop lasting bonds with people from all walks of life. Good cheer may premate your working environment. So boring,
permeate.
So stupid. The same thing. Leave me. I'm the psychic woman. Don't be coming in there with your vibes. You permeate somewhere else. Next.
Let's see. Capricorn.
Capricorn. Well, you know, wait a minute. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the shortcut because, hold on one second. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. Capricorn. Okay, now Capricorn, you're born December 22nd to January 19th. And what you must do is realize your rewards by showing results. That's right. When you pull down them pants, you better make sure you're hung like a lion or a tiger or a bear. Oh, my. Show the results. You can demonstrate a friendly demeanor while also being productive. The monetary returns should arrive if you continue to handle challenges with good grace. Yes. There you go, Capricorn. Next.
Okay, let's see. How about Scorpio?
Scorpio, ouch, pincher. if you're born October 23rd to November 21st, you're a Scorpio. It takes a village in almost any situation. You must depend on other people's help and support to reach your destination. You can show empathy and compassion as you climb the ladder of success. That means basically you're a loser. You have to depend on somebody else. You can't do it yourself. You're a loser. Get the fuck off my horoscope. Next.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. I like Sagittarius. November 22nd, December 21st. Someone may offer you something you've been trying to obtain by yourself. A big dick? Yes. I like you, Sag. Other people may seem more concerned with making a fast buck, but they can be generous despite their obvious self-interest. That means you can be bought and you'll probably be a hole in a corner. Next!
Okay, Virgo.
Virgo, you have problems standing because you get dizzy. Oh, no, that's vertigo. Wait, let me see this one. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. Endear yourself to those who appreciate a lack of fear and a willingness to observe new information. Revolutionary ideas can be translated into acceptable proposal. People might be happy to hear. We have the friend that has a rape room. It's a door. That's a revolutionary idea. It could be translated into acceptable proposal. I'm going to rape you. Will you marry me? After I rape you. Oh, my. I accept. Thank you. Next.
Libra.
Libra. Libra is September 23rd to October 22nd. You go, girl. You're likely at your best in a casual conversation. Oh, hi, girlfriend. Did you have a – yeah, I like your weave. Oh, yeah, I just got it down the street at Leo's Weave and More. Oh, it fits you so well. My weave doesn't fit me, girlfriend. Look at my fat ass. I have to put the weave between my legs, and I call it a pussy hair. Oh, yeah, girl, that's enough talk. Let's go into Libra. What was it? Where was I?
Libra?
Is it Libra?
Libra.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're likely at your best in a casual conversation. Humorous banter could make an ordinary business transaction even more enjoyable. You can be a live wire in a group meetings and add an air of fun to your activity. Okay. It's like the joke I said. Ellen, want to hear a joke? Want to hear a Libra joke?
Sure.
What's the difference between a zit and a priest?
I have no idea what's the difference.
Well, when you're 12 years old, a zit will come on your face.
Oh, God.
I thought it takes 12 years for a zit to grow on a kid's
face.
Yeah,
it does.
So, to come on
whatever.
A kid's face. Yeah.
Joe, I can't tell jokes. Joe, I can't tell them. I fucked them up every time. I swear to God, I cannot. There are some people who can't tell a joke. It's like, for instance, I'll tell one last one. Ellen's a good tester because she'll laugh at anything. Watch. She even laughs when I call her name. Ellen.
Yes.
Okay, she didn't laugh at that. I'll tell another joke. This is a
bad
joke.
I almost got the joke because priest, zit, kid. I tried to put the two together, but it didn't come off as well as the joke.
you did figure it out, because they all had something to do with...
Almost figured it out, yeah.
Sexual.
I knew it had something to do with kids.
Exactly. My favorite thing is, like, why did Michael Jackson go to the mall? Because he heard little boys' pants were half off?
Okay. Oh, my God.
But here you go, Ellen. Here's...
Almost down to the rankle.
Exactly. Bubbles. jump on. But here's another dumb joke that's going to replace it. Ellen, why did this? How come the skeleton didn't go to the prom?
I don't know. Why didn't the skeleton go to the prom?
Because he had no body.
Oh my God.
Stupid. Stupid joke. Stupid. I know.
Okay.
I know. I got to open with that. All right, next one, Ellen.
Leo.
I know Leo well. Ooh, boy. Woo. Leo, I remember one time Leo came to our costume party. Oof. He came dressed as a squirrel, and I couldn't get enough of his nuts. Leo nuts.
Oh, God.
So bang, bang. Oh, boy.
Bang. I know. Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd. Luck isn't the only thing you need in life to ensure success. Seemingly, you have a lot of problems that can vanish in the face of dedicated effort. Someone with interesting new ideas may inspire you to reach the stars. Next one. That's
Aries.
It. Who?
No, Aries.
Which one?
Aries.
Aries. Aries is March 21st, April 19th. Dare to display a flair of originality. Keep in mind that the people who wield the most influence are searching for people who are action-oriented. An unusual approach can garner attention. These are such lame horoscopes. I'm done with that. We're out. They're so lame. All right, let's get to our story. So, Cardinal Dumbfuck here. And here's the... So here's a little bit about him. His name is Raymond Burke. Burke, that's his name. This is our main story here. Oh, but one last one. No. We're gonna go with that. Let me see if I can get it. Okay, here we go. Here's the copy, and then we're gonna hear his sermon. His sermon is unbelievable. Here's the news headline. Catholic cardinal who criticized vaccines hospitalized with COVID, breathing with ventilator. Cardinal Raymond Burke, the former Archbishop of St. Louis, previously repeated misinformation related to the conspiracy theories about the vaccine. There he is. Cardinal Raymond Burke, an outspoken conservative within the Roman Catholic Church and a skeptic of COVID vaccination, has been admitted to the hospital with the coronavirus and is on a ventilator. Burke's Twitter account, of course, every cardinal, priest, nuns have a Twitter account, of course. So on his Twitter account, he publicly clashed with the views of Pope Francis. He was admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 and was breathing through a ventilator. The post said the doctors were encouraged by his progress and that Burke prayed for those suffering from the virus. Days earlier, on August 10th, Burke, 73, the former Archbishop of St. I want them to have my title. Can't you just say who it is? I like them when I die, you know. On Friday, the number one drive time morning host, Brian Hammer Jackson, who has a big schlong, died upon eating a ham sandwich. I just want the title, you know. He recently tested positive for the coronavirus and was resting comfortably and receiving excellent medical care. He said, please pray for me as I begin my recovery. He said, let us trust in a divine providence. God bless you. Now, if you believe in God that much, why did you get the virus in the first place? There's a lot of questions in my head. You know what I mean? Why did you get it? And if you got the virus, couldn't God prevent that? And God, maybe God gave you the virus, so praying for you is not going to help. And I have this theory. When people say, pray for me, well, God's not going to answer your own prayer, and he has to have other people vouch for you. It's like you can't don't have much of a shot, because if you go with the Bible, what God says, you don't have free will. It's the Lord. So you cannot contradict the Lord. So when the Lord says something, no matter how many prayers, if the Lord made up his mind or her mind, no matter how many prayers you do, you cannot change the Lord's mind. And to think that you could change the Lord's mind while he made the decision, you're out of your mind. He's the Lord. Who's going to argue with him? If God said, let there be fire, and then go, well, you know what, we're going to pray for water. And you're going to ask God to give water when he's the one who put the fire down? It makes no sense. So why are you praying? God made his decision, and you can't change God's mind. I never understood that. Think about it. So God's saying, okay, you have cancer. And if you believe in that kind of thing, he goes, well, I'm going to pray that I don't have cancer. God put it there. It's not going to change his mind. Who do you think gave me the cancer? So you praying for me, God's going to say, you're annoying me. I'm the one who gave him. Well, you think you're going to change my mind? Well, he's a good guy. He's not a good guy. I'm with this guy. I made this guy. This guy was an asshole when he was a 6-year-old. You know what he did to this cat? You know what he did this? You only knew him when he was 24 and he changed. Before, this guy was an asshole. He's getting the cancer. Anyway. Burke, who has criticized how the governments have dealt with the pandemic, has been an outspoken critic of mandatory vaccinations. He did the address in May 2020. He said vaccinations should not be imposed in a totalitarian, help me out, Alan, manner.
Totalitarian.
Thank you. Bastards. He also repeated misinformation related to the conspiracy theories about the vaccine. In December, he called the virus the Wuhan virus, a derogatory term used by former President Donald Trump, referring to the Chinese city where some of the earliest cases were reported. Although the exact origins of the virus remain unknown, Burke said the virus had been used by certain forces to advance the evil agenda. He also said the best weapon for battling the evil of the coronavirus is a relationship with Jesus, according to the press. Now, apparently he did not have a good relationship with Jesus. You caught the virus, motherfucker. You just said right here, he said the best weapon for battling the evil of the coronavirus is a relationship with Jesus, according to the Associated Press. Well, apparently Jesus doesn't know who the fuck you are. And if he had a good relationship with Jesus, something went wrong. So now you, according to the religion, are closer to God, have to ask us to pray for your stupid ass while we're coming to the church and you're taking our money and we're asking you to save us, and now you're at, shut the fuck up, Cardinal. And so here he is. So you can hear this guy. So now here is the Cardinal speaking about the virus being evil, and you judge for yourself if he's a good Cardinal.
How much do you want to bet he's going to die? I'm laying 2-1. He's going to die.
Well, the doctors say he's doing well. I don't know. He's 78.
2-1.
Really?
I thought he was 73.
Okay, 73. I got to go back to the story. Well, he's in his 70s.
Okay.
Here's the new story.
He's on the ventilator.
You think he's going to die? No. He said, believe in Jesus. Jesus is going to save him.
That's the plan. He's in the hospital, not because of COVID, but because they want him there. He doesn't like the vaccines. He's fighting the Biden administration, and he's fighting Pope Francis. He's in there because they want him in there. That guy's
really
going to die within a month.
Well, here's the news report, and you'll hear them. Here we go.
Cardinal Raymond Burke, Archbishop Emeritus of St. Louis, is on a ventilator tonight because of COVID. Various tweets say that doctors are encouraged by his progress and that followers are praying the rosary for him. The 73-year-old was Archbishop of St. Louis from 2003 to 2008. He went to work at the Vatican, and he is the highest judicial authority in the Catholic Church aside from the Pope.
Joe said he's going to die. You're going to die, you bastard. We put you there.
He's dead.
Joe, he's what dead. Would be the – why would we do that? Why would we ace the cardinal?
He's against the Pope.
He's against the Pope. Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. So you think we have to get rid of him? Hold on. Let me see if I can get him. Let me see what I can get him. We should call him. What hospital is it? You know what? Let's find the hospital where he is. No, he's at the Vatican. I can't make. You know what we should do? Ellen, give me a Catholic or diocese. Give me one of those people. Remember when we used to talk to them? Can you do that where you are? Because I know you're not by now. Yeah, give me a Catholic something, you know, whether it's a diocese or something Catholic. We used to call them, remember?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to find. Here he is. I got so many cardinals. Let me see if I can get him. If he's here, let me see. Is this him? Let me see. Nope, that's not him. Not what I want. Okay, this one. Because we got to hear him. He's going to do this sermon. Let me see. Is it this one? Nope, that's not what I want. Okay, this one. Nope, that's not what I want. This one. Nope, that's not what I want. Okay, that's weird. Okay, Ellen, are you looking one up?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going
to
go. Did you find one? Did you actually find one?
Yeah. The Archdiocese of New Orleans.
Okay. let me see. Here he is right here. Shows his views on migration. He has, okay, here it is, evil agenda. Okay, here he is. Here is the cardinal talking about the evil COVID 19. And then we're going to call the archdiocese and ask them, why is the cardinal being an asshole? Here we go. Here's Cardinal Dumbfuck.
The reports about Theodore McCarrick have rightly tempted many devoted Catholics.
Sit down, you old fart. Quit reading. Where's the movie? You and your funny hat. We get a heckler to the church. Shut up, you!
And you up front. You up front. Take that hat off.
I can't see Jesus. Take that hat off. You up front.
I can't see Jesus on the cross.
Take that hat off. Oh. Here we go.
To question the shepherds who, in accord with Christ's plan for the church, are to be their secure guides by teaching the truths of the faith, by leading them in the fitting worship of God and in prayer to Him, and by guiding them by means of the Church's perennial discipline. Too often, the faithful receive nothing in response, or a response which is not grounded in the unchanging truths regarding faith and morals. They receive responses that seem to come not from shepherds, but from secular managers. The confusion regarding what the Church truly teaches and demands of us in accord with her teaching generates ever greater divisions within the body of Christ. All of this cripples the Church in her mission of witness to divine truth and divine love at a time when the world has never needed more the church to be a beacon. In encountering the world, the church falsely wants to accommodate herself to the world instead of calling the world to conversion in obedience to the divine law written on every human heart and revealed in its fullness in the redemptive incarnation of God the Son.
See, right there is against the Pope.
These grievous troubles, of course, present a formidable challenge to our daily Christian living. The impact of the crisis in the world and in the church is profound for all of us. Many are enduring the most painful suffering, physical, emotional, and spiritual, which such a situation necessarily causes. At a time when we need to be close to one another in Christian love, worldly forces would isolate us and have us believe that we are alone and dependent upon secular forces, which would make us slaves to their godless and murderous agenda. Sin embargo, no estamos solos. Tenemos a la Virgen Madre de Dios, nuestra Madre en la Iglesia. Con confianza presentémosle nuestros corazones afligidos. Atraídos por su Inmaculada Corazón en la solemnidad de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, nos acercamos hoy a ella en peregrinación. María de Guadalupe nos habla como le habló a San Juan Diego cuando parecía derrotado por la enfermedad mortal de su tío Juan Bernardino, con el que vivía y del que se ocupaba, y por el gran desafío de llevar adelante la difícil tarea que Nuestra Señora le confiaba. Antes las expresiones de impotencia e imposibilidad de San Juan Diego, Nuestra Señora lo respondió: no estoy yo aquí, yo que tengo el honor de ser tu madre.
No
estás
here
bajo mi sombra y resguardo. No soy yo la fuente de tu alegría. No estás en el hueco de mi manto, en el cruce de mis brazos. Ella nos dice estas palabras también a nosotros. María Inmaculada es la mujer vestida de sol cuyo hijo estaba destinado a salvar al mundo.
I'm talking in tongues. Ah, shut up, you old fart. Now, he claims that if you get the virus, that you're going to get a chip in it. And he claims the lizard people and so on and so forth, and now he's on a ventilator. They said he's doing well, but I don't know. And hello, 954. Is this Miss Lisa?
No, this is not Miss Lisa.
Oh, is it Latia?
Yep.
Oh, how's your trip? Are you still over there?
No, I am home. I would never go to Baltimore ever again.
What happened? Wait, let's rewind the audience what's going on. There was something funny going on. Joe's in the studio and Ellen's in the studio. There was something funny going on with this trip. She has a friend who wanted Latia to visit her. But then she had the other conversation led to you could stay a month. Then the conversation led to you can get a job here. And we're going, something's funny. So now Latia's back. So tell us what happened.
Okay, so basically, y'all know she wanted me to stay with her for a month, and I didn't mind, but it's like being on a bus for 12 hours with two kids, uncomfortable.
Wow.
Was hectic. And then not only that, like, I didn't know I was 10 hours away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got there, I didn't know she had her friend in the car. So... It's a man. What do you want to say? Well, he's a boy because he don't act like a man. So she had a boy in the car. So when we got there, you know, everything was cool and everything. You know, when me and my kids
mm-hmm.
got, you know, we was tired. So we got in Washington at 12:03 in the morning. So me and the kids were tired. We didn't eat and everything. So Wednesday come around, you know, I didn't know she had an autism son. You know, that's cool or whatever. So me and my kids, we're not used to having, you know, a child like that around. So
right.
She was like, oh, just let you know, when my son get mad, he do hit. Now, mind you, if somebody hit one of my kids, you know, they going to hit that. So
right.
apparently he hit my daughter, and my son had pushed him. I didn't say nothing because you don't put your hands on nobody. So, long
mm-hmm.
story short, her little friend, whoever he is, he kept coming over, and he kept, like, nitpicking, like, oh, she don't want no good man. She just want a man that's going to dog her out and all this. And I'm like, okay, why are you telling me this? And, like, he's on the phone with her, and I'm like, why you can't tell her this yourself? So he was like, hey, you think she like me? I'm like, I don't know. I can't speak for her. You got to ask her yourself. So when I was like, well, my friend want to know, do you like him? And she was like, yeah, that's my little baby. She said, I don't want to see a relationship, but we can be friends with benefits. Okay, boom. So while me and my kids was there, I guess they were doing their little dude in the living room or whatever. Mind you, I don't care what they got going on because that's none of my business. So then she was like, oh, my kids kept waking up real early because when we home, they don't wake up until around like 10 o'clock or whatever. So they was waking up around like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, I got to get used to this. So she told my mom, she was like, yeah, she up early because when she go back home, she got to wake up this early. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay, whatever. So she made these grits, and she got mad because my son didn't want to eat the grits. And I'm like, you don't know how to cook grits because your grits are supposed to be lumpy. Like, when you get
right.
your grits in, you're supposed to stir it up and all that. So I left. Me and my mom told me I had to come back home because of serious emergencies, whatever. So she gave me the money, Thursday? Yeah, so I booked me and my kids' bus ticket Thursday. I left Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Baltimore last Monday. And left the following month. So I wasn't even there for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And now that, you know, I came home or whatever, the boy told her, she told her mom that you were supposed to pay her and you didn't even give her a dime yet. And I'm like, okay. She was on the phone and he was sitting next to her. I was like, if I would have told my mama that you were supposed to pay me and you didn't give me a dime, don't you think I would have admitted that I said that? So she
mm-hmm.
was like, T, she said, I'm not mad at you. She said, I'm just trying to hear both sides because this is what he told me when you gone, when you left, and I'm just trying to understand it. I was like, well, I'm going to tell you. I said, first of all, I did not tell my mother that. And even if I would have told my mother that, I would have, you know, admitted it. And I'm like, the talks that me and you had before I even came to Baltimore, nobody
mm-hmm.
didn't know but me and you. So for him to sit there and put words in my mouth, that made me mad, and it had pissed me off. So I was like, since he want to be technical, he needs to tell you how he's talking about he's not going to Myrtle Beach and how you using him for his money and all you want is what he can give you, like his dick and stuff like that. So I'm like, he need to stop trying to put stuff on me. He need to tell you what he said. I said, go ahead and tell him, Michael. So he really couldn't say nothing. So she was like, oh, so you told T that I'm using you? I said, he surely did. I said, when y'all was on the phone, when you was at work, and you was saying whatever you was saying in front of your coworker, he was pissed off talking about, she got two personalities. She don't want no good men. She just want a man that's gonna dog her, because ain't no man gonna see her sit here and help her with two kids and clean her house and all that extra stuff. So like, oh, so you talking about me when I was gone? I said he surely was, and I was just sitting on the couch minding my business, make sure the kids were good. So my mama heard the conversation. My mama got mad, and she was like, Janae, you know Till for almost 2 years. And so my mama basically felt like she was taking his side, but she had to explain to my mama that she wasn't. She just wanted to hear what I had to say. And like I told her, I said, I don't care what you and Micah got going on, regardless if y'all in a relationship or not, but don't sit here and try to break me and this girl's good friendship up because, you know what I'm saying, or what you don't like me or anything, because at the end of the day, I don't care if you don't like me. It's not, you didn't invite me to Baltimore. She did. And then I'm like, she kept saying she was going to take you home anyway, but apparently she wanted your dick more than to take you home. So I'm just saying. So that's why I kind of feel like Sunday I did say, you know, I felt like it was best for me to go home because her autism, so like, he, like, when he get mad, he like the headbutt. So he headbutted my daughter in her stomach. And I'm not going front. I popped his ass. I'm like, look, you're not going to sit here and headbutt my daughter. And then I... And after that, him and my son was running, like they was like chasing each other, whatever. And he pushed my son, and my son hit his head on the wall, and my son had a knot on his head. And Michael was like, "Ooh, what is this on his forehead?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "Right here." I was like, "Oh, so this was the outcome of when Zayden had made my baby hit his head." And I'm just like, you know what, before me and her have a disagreement, I'd rather just, you know, step away and just go home. And then I didn't know my mom was going to call me and say, you know, you got to come home and sign papers and stuff. So I was like, it was a better timing. But, you know, I was starting to enjoy myself anyway when my mom told me that I had to come home. But if I do decide to go back to Baltimore, I don't want to be there and he's there, because he just want to start stuff and I'm not on that, because he the one told me that whoever she was on the phone with or was talking to said, "Oh, girl, you stupid to leave your friend with your man." And I'm like, what you, like, so basically the girl was trying to say she's stupid for leaving Michael at the house with me and the kids, because she kind of thought that Michael was going to try me or I was going to try Michael. First of all, I don't like Michael. Michael is in his 50s. What the hell do I look like doing something with Michael? I don't even like Michael. And so she was like, I didn't even tell her to say that and whatever. So Michael kind of felt like she said something for the girl to say that. But even if she did, I don't care, because I'm not that kind of friend that's going to see try to sleep with your man. That's stupid. I'm not like that. That's disgusting. So I'm just like, you know what? Before our relationship, before me and your friendship go downhill, I'd rather isolate myself and just do my own thing. But I'm happy I'm home. I'm happy my kids in their own domain. They can play with their toys. They don't have to hear nobody say, "Give me my toy," or sit there and whine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm just, you know, friends is friends, and some girls gonna take their man's side, some girls ain't. But I don't care if she do or not, because she called me with that bullcrap yesterday, and I'm like, bro, I just got home. I don't want to hear this, but I'm gonna let you know what Michael said. Michael's like, and I even had to ask Michael. I was like, you know what, like, if you feel like she don't want to be in a relationship with you, why stay? He was like, "Hey, you the one that told me don't give up." I said, "Yeah, if she want to be with you, you know what I'm saying, show her that you know what I'm saying, show her, you know, your energy or whatever." But I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to leave it alone. Because I don't have time. And we both got kids.
It was a bad situation you had there, man. I didn't even know how that was going to work out.
I ain't going front, man. I ain't never seen people fall asleep at a bus station at 12 o'clock at night. Like, I mean, they was gone, like, sleep. And then, like, it was, like, homeless people, like, in the intersection way, like, where they be having, like, the trees and grass at. And I never seen, like, a real high person. So the girl, I guess she was homeless or whatever. And she could barely keep her eyes open. And she was saying something about she was hungry. So I said, "Man, what, like, what's wrong with her?" And she was like, "Oh, she might be high." I'm like, "She's high? Because I never seen that before. She was like, yeah, she can't keep her eyes open. I'm like, wow. So it's like Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody is. It's like everybody stay awake at Baltimore. Like, they don't go to sleep. They just stay outside walking around like it's completely daylight. So I was, that was a
right.
environment. But, you know,
wow.
I enjoyed myself. It was just me, her, and the kids. But when he came, it's like he just waited until I left to start drama. And my mom was like, if she believe him, then that means she's not your friend. I said, I don't care if she believe him or not, because at the end of the day, I know what I said. I know what I didn't
right.
say. If she believe him, that's on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just happy I'm home.
Well, welcome back.
Day. I'm happy.
Welcome.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had to do it. You went through it. Hopefully you guys are still going to be friends. You know what I mean?
I hope so, too. So she claimed that she don't got no ill feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So only thing I did with this morning was just let her know, you know, I just said thank you for everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your hospital, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I feel like her kids and my little nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying? I won't let nobody mistreat them or something. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
she just got to teach them right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? You can't sit there and just hit other people because you're mad. Like, you know, use your words. Say, can I have it, please, or anything like that. So, you know, he's learning. But at the end of the day, he still need to get his butt whooped. She still need to discipline him. She don't do that. So
right.
I, she was like, you going to whoop your kids with that? I say, I whoop my kids with, and I don't whoop them with anything I find, but if I didn't have, like, a belt in my hand, yeah, I would pop them with my shoes. She was like, it's not always about beating. Yeah, you right, it's not always about beating, but once you said no and they still do it, then what you going to do? Continue to let them run. Mine's not going to run over me. So she was like, stop beating them with shoes. And don't beat them. Don't do that. Don't do this and that. I'm like, is you telling me how to raise my child? So that's why I was kind of happy that my mama told me I had to come home. Because it was like, you know, we used to, like, bump heads with me disciplining my kids. So. But I love her. You know what I'm saying? I love her like a sister. So if we still talk from this day on, then it is what it is.
Well, I'm glad you're back. You've been missed. I'll tell you another story of a woman having a bad day. Check this out. And you're a mom. And Ellen, you're a mom. Yeah.
What about my mom?
I'm just saying another woman having a bad day. You're not going to believe this story. Her name is Brianna. I don't know if I read this story or not. And I think, Latia, I think you can relate to this. Ellen, I think you relate to this because you guys are moms. This happened June 8th. I don't know if I got this story or not. Did I read it on the air? But you know who Brianna Joyce is? Anybody know who she is? Well, let me tell you who she is. She's a Florida mother. She's a Florida mother. She's 19 years old. Okay?
Okay.
And what she did was she filmed herself beating her newborn, and she sends it to she sends a video to the baby's dad. So she's videoing herself beating the child, the newborn child, and sends the video to the father.
I heard about that.
Did you hear it? It's Brianna Jones. She sent videos to her baby's father in which she was seen throwing the newborn baby off the bed and even suffocating her.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear that story, Ellen? Because
yeah,
Latia. It went viral. Yeah.
Yeah,
here
she went viral, and his daddy had, I guess he took it to the police and she went to jail, and I don't know who got, I don't know if the baby passed or not, but I was like, I can't put myself in a situation to even try to abuse my newborn, because I, like, even when I pop my kids, you know, I still feel so bad, and my mom was like, well, you can't tell them sorry once you, you know, you partner for doing wrong, and I'm like, yeah, you right, but shoot, it ain't my fault that I got a good heart, and I don't want, you know, I don't like beating on mine, but yeah, she's crazy for even doing that to her newborn. That's why I'm
right.
saying, like, some people deserve babies, like, these babies don't, you know, they don't ask to be here, so why you got to sit here and do these babies like that, but, you know.
I know. I mean, it's just really upsetting because the story goes, and you're right, Latia, and Ellen, you haven't heard this story. Here it is for every mother out there. It says this woman is from Miami, Florida. She was arrested on Sunday, June 6th, for allegedly abusing her five-week-old daughter. 5 weeks old. 5 weeks old. in a video.
What the hell can a five-week-old baby do except cry?
Well, it wasn't about the baby, because when you read it more, it's going to piss you off. And she sent the videos to her, to the baby's daddy after an argument. According to the arrest report, Brianna Joyce, 19, allegedly first sent the baby's father a video of her slapping the daughter four times. And then she started yelling, "You think I won't kill her? Say it again." And then she allegedly texted the man, according to the police. She allegedly texted the man, according to the police. Some of the other texts she sent were, "I'm just act like it's an accident. She is dead. She is dead lying in the car seat like a dog, like a fucking fuck this baby." In one of the texts, she wrote, "Well, this is getting boring. I really treat your child like dog shit. I'm just going to send you videos. No more talking." We have reported similar incidents in the past as well. Last year, we reported that a Virginia mom, her name is Noah, tortured her two-year-old son to death. We were just talking about that. Joe was here, and it's like, there was another incident. Joe goes, "Men don't usually kill their babies. Women do." And I've been, ever since the pandemic, I've been hearing women doing this shit, killing their babies, torturing their babies. I mean, all the headlines were about women. What's going on?
You know what? Okay, there was one that Inside Edition picked up, and it was his father, okay, because he was listening to QAnon. He said that QAnon told him to do it. Okay.
Yeah, I just heard that story earlier.
He took his two kids,
yeah,
drove off with them, and he went to a hotel
and stabbed
room,
them.
And he stabbed both
right.
of them.
And
he
said
that QAnon
story.
Told him to do it.
He said, yeah, he says that QAnon and his wife had the serpent DNA seed, and these kids were going to be monsters. Here's another one. Noah Tomlin. She tortured her two-year-old son to death. It said here, not only did she torture the kid to death, the coroner found the boy's body in an industrial site, dismembered and butchered, and the only identifiable remains was his left leg and liver. Another Georgia mom, her name is Trinity Pittman, she killed her infant son for soiling his diaper. The baby had a broken jaw, cuts and bruises on his face, missing teeth, bleeding in its brain and its abdomen, full of blood. In another bizarre case, a New Mexican father, Brandon Reynolds, was arrested for beating his 5-year-old autistic daughter to death with a shoe for refusing to do homework. What is going on here? According to the City of Miami Police, Joyce told her daughter's father that she was going to give this bitch cat food. Oh, she was going to give going back to the woman again, Joyce, the original story, and she's talking to the father of the baby. She's going to give this bitch cat food. And then sent him another video showing her throwing the baby off the bed. In one of the videos, Joyce was seen grabbing the baby by the throat, placing her hand over the baby's face and holding a thick blanket over the baby's face for 37 seconds as the baby cried and moved her face around in order to breathe. Can you imagine when this kid is going to be an adult? This kid is going to be a serial killer. I mean, this kid is going to kill somebody if it survived. Authorities said Joyce also recorded herself rocking the baby's car seat back and forth, causing the baby to hit her head on the bottom of the car seat about 5 times. Police have not confirmed the extent of the victim's injuries. Joyce was arrested on charges of written threats to kill or do bodily harm, domestic battery by strangulation, and child abuse without greatly bodily harm. So that's the if your mother is hard to hear that, here's some of the comments. This person is so stupid they couldn't spell WTF, which is what the fuck? He did what WTH, I guess, what the hell. He goes, how can anyone harm a baby? Don't refer to her as mom. A mom would never do anything like that to a child. Here is yet another waste of flesh that needs to be deprived of oxygen. Another person said, her name is Jennifer, she says, this vile barb says, I'm totally disgusted. What's wrong with women nowadays? Oh, my God. Marion said, most likely the poor baby wouldn't have fared any better with the dad. Anyone that would breed with that thing can't be all there himself. All right, Marion. See, now here, see, we always get one that blames the dad. The dad was the one who reported the police. The dad was the one this. So Marion goes after the dad. Most likely the poor baby wouldn't have fared any better with the dad. Anyone that would breed with that thing can't be all there himself. Now, why are you taking a shot at the dad? Come on. Is it any shot, right? Maybe you like to take back all the death penalty cases in which innocent people were murdered by the American justice system. Now it turns political. For this, absolutely not. Better to take her child away and sterilize her. And this one is, what is SJW, Social Justice Warrior? They even have a name for it, Social Justice Warrior, SJW? What the fuck is happening to our world? This guy got racist, what SJW, Slimy Jungle Woman. Racist much? That's what they said to this guy. Not much, as I like. We go on and on and on. She needs to burn. This is utopia, blah, blah, blah. This is a sad state of affairs, man, where people is. And I'm just going to make one more comment, and then we'll leave. What's going on with the Taliban and people with their bleeding hearts? You know, I'm tired of Western justice. You know it's in the news. I have to say it. They're getting mad at Biden because he pulled out. People are jumping on the planes. The planes going in the air. People falling out of the sky. You got your Democrats with their bleeding hearts going, oh, my God, this is awful. This is horrible. Everything. Biden comes on and says, look, what do you want? We've been there for 22 years. How many American soldiers, parents who have soldiers in the Army, men and women, are fighting a war that there's no reason for us to fight? How many of them have to be killed? How many of them have to be maimed?
Another thing is, okay, why should we stay there and fight and let our men and women get killed when the stupid people of that country aren't even staying there to fight?
That's what Biden is saying. That's his argument. That's what his argument is. We gave them everything. We gave them all the military. We gave them, and they're not even fighting. Why would we want to put our soldiers, our American soldiers, and what are we fighting for? The reason we went there is to kill the terrorists, and we did that.
We killed Hussein. We killed Hussein.
And we got Bin Laden. We killed
him.
We're out. Now, when I hear these bleeding...
Yeah, we killed them all.
Right. And when I hear these bleeding hearts, these liberal bleeding hearts going, well, what about the people? Let me tell you about the people, you motherfucker. Stupid bitch. This is their religion. Yeah, but they made so much progress. They went to schools and everything. Well, their religion is saying women don't go to school. What makes you, with your Western religion, impose your Western religion on these people? These people are people of, I'm not going to say Islam because I don't know, but they have their own culture. They have their own way of doing things. And if their culture is saying women and Sharia law or whatever, and their religious beliefs that women do not, are independent, or independent, then that's their culture. That's what they live. That's their life. And Americans come in here and saying, well, we can give you a job and you can do this and this Western thing. That's a bad thing. That's against their religion. So I say, we need to leave. And I'm sorry that they're jumping on the airplanes. I'm sorry that you're running away from them. Maybe if you fight for, you little cowards, fight. I'll be the first one out there with a machine gun. Alrighty, it's time for a new world, new order. And so I'm with him. I say, pull out. 22 years is enough. There's nothing in there for us. Done. Well, what about the people? What do you mean, what about the people? That's their religion. Let them work it out. Let them have a revolution. We did it. That's all I have to say. How about you, Ellen? How about you, Latia? What are your thing on that? Okay. I agree with both of you guys.
So, I mean, you know, I agree with Bin Laden, Biden.
Yeah.
You know, they, it, on Inside Edition yesterday, Brian, they even had the Navy SEAL who was it? He Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein. Which one did we go in there and kill?
Bin Laden. We killed Bin Laden.
Okay. Well, yeah, they had Inside Edition was talking to the Navy SEAL who killed Bin Laden. Okay, and he said, we should have just went in there, killed that bastard, did our thing, and pulled out 20 years ago. We shouldn't have been in
right.
there this long. And now, you know, he said, I'm heartbroken because we did all of this for these people, and now they've got their tails between their legs, and they're running.
I know. What can you do?
You know, so I don't think we should stay, you know, and this is coming because I'm from a military family. My dad was in the Navy, okay? And I don't think we should have stayed in there as long as we did.
I don't think so either. I'm with you. All right, here's one last story, then we go. I'm doing mom's story for you, Mom, Latia, and for you, Ellen. These are mom stories. This came over an hour ago.
My kids are grown. Aaron's at college.
But you're still a mom. You're still a mom.
Yeah.
I know. And congratulations, Aaron, to LSU. She's in her dorm at LSU. Congratulations, Aaron. But you're still a mom. You remember when – you can relate to her at 2 years old, right, when she was two? Well,
yeah.
Here we go. So this mother, who's a genius, decided to go to Southwest. She took a trip, just like Latia. But what happened was she had a two-year-old daughter.
See, what happened was.
What happened was she had a crying two-year-old daughter.
One time at Bandcamp?
Yeah, one time at Bandcamp. So there she is on Southwest Airlines. And you know, I know all you mothers have this fear about the kids acting up right on the plane. I mean, you have this fear. I've had this fear when I had a babysit and I had to take the little kids out in public. You have this fear because you never know when they're going to act up. And they tend to act up a lot in public because there's a lot of witnesses around. They think they're protected. And they're hoping you forget about it by the time you get home and they're not going to get a whooping. Well, anyway, she's on Southwest Airlines. And a flight attendant told her to glue a mask to cover her crying two-year-old daughter's face. To glue a mask on her two-year-old daughter's face. That's what the flight attendant said.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not. A mom is speaking out after an incident with her two-year-old on a Southwest Airlines flight. Cleek said her daughter, Drew, refused to wear a mask on a flight. This is from Orlando to Norfolk, Virginia. The mom said a flight attendant sarcastically told her to glue the mask to Drew's face. Now, here we go. Sarcastically told her, oh, my, you should glue a mask to her face. Ha, ha, ha. Well, that joke got you your job, bitch. You can't even joke no more. A mother says that a Southwest airline flight attendant told her to glue a mask. Remember, she said it sarcastically. But here, the mother says to the Southwest Airlines flight attendant, told her to glue a mask on her two-year-old daughter's face when a toddler refused to keep it over her mouth and nose. Ali Cleek is now speaking out about the incident, which she said left both her and her daughter Drew in tears. So the flight attendant said, you should glue a mask on her face, sarcastically. So now she says, oh, my God, I got to sue, because she left me and my daughter in tears after she said that. Are you fucking kidding me? Really? The flight attendant said, put a mask on a girl's face, and then all of a sudden, oh, my God, I'm speaking out because she left both me and my daughter in tears. What kind of mom? Help me out here. I can't believe this happened to us today, the woman wrote in an Instagram post about the encounter. You hear about it, but it never expected to happen to you. What? The flight attendant just said, hey, you should put a mask on a kid's face. You never expected it to happen to you. Cleek said she and her family were on Southwest Airlines flight from Orlando to Norfolk, Virginia on August 12th when Drew started crying and would not keep her mask on. Drew is a thumb sucker, and her only way she biologically knows how to soothe herself is by sucking her thumb, which is damn near impossible with a mask. And I agree, because I sat next to a cocksucker, and it's almost impossible for her to suck my cock wearing a mask, so I'm with her. You know what I mean? There you go. Thank you. Cleek said on
wow.
Instagram that as she continues to stand,
wow.
Room for one and one cocksucker. Over here, please. Ma'am, will you please stop it? We're about to take off. Okay. Ma'am, almost done. Ma'am, you're going to have to wear a mask if you do that. I refuse. I go, leave her alone. I'm almost there. Uh-oh. So anyway, the mother told the insider that she has since received an apology from Southwest Airlines. There's a picture of this little kid. He's an ugly little bastard with tears coming down his face. And then
I thought it was a little girl.
Whatever. It looks like a little monkey. It's like a pig. A fat little kid. Get on a diet, you fat kid. Fat babies. I don't like fat babies. Fat babies drive me crazy. Stop sucking the tit. Take a break. You know what I mean? Stop it.
Take really a break. Fine.
And then I see you mothers after that when you have a hungry kid, they're droopy. You know what I mean? You're 27 years old. They're hanging down to your waist. And it's like, what the hell? I was breastfeeding. And then you sit right there and there's a fat kid. He destroyed your breasts. My commentary. Thank you. So anyway, she was looking for a free flight because here's what she said. She went to Twitter. Our experience was very disappointing. I just hope that we can all have a little more compassion for one another, she told the insider. Speaking with Fox News, so now she's on Fox News, she also added that the flight attendant also indicated that she had glue available. Okay. I just know that regardless if it was sarcasm or not, I was embarrassed and trying to follow the mandate as much as I could. My daughter is two. We were doing everything we could do to comply. Cleek wrote on Instagram that she respects the federal mask mandate, but at some point we have to have human decency. A spokesperson for Southwest Airlines told Fox News that the customers are reminded of the federal mask mandate multiple times prior to the travel. Now, it happened to me when I went to Alaska. I let that mask slip on and hell, that annoying flight bitch. Sir, yeah. Sir, can you cover your nose and your mouth? Why? I brush my teeth. Is that the point, sir? Cover your nose and mouth. All right. Then they served us some drinks, right? And I had my drink, and then I kind of left my mouth. Sir, the drinks are over. I go, yeah, it was good. Can I have another one? Please cover your nose. I go, you know what? You're getting on my nerves. Sir, this is what happened to me. It's the federal mandate. Can you please do that? I go, okay. You know what I noticed on the flight? And girls are doing this, and I have never seen it before. If you go on a flight now, you'll notice a lot of people will put blankets over their heads or sweaters over their heads. I have never seen that before. You walk down the aisle, and they have the blanket over their heads and the sweaters over their heads and everything. You know what they're doing, don't you? They're putting the blanket over their heads so they can take off the fucking mask because you can't see it. You know what I mean? Or the sweater. I think it's a great idea. I'm going to get a blanket put on my head so I can take off that fucking mask. The federal mask mandate for travelers has been...
I can't breathe with that damn thing on my face.
Nobody can. Nobody can do that. Well, that's what happened. So, you know...
Oh, my God. Brian, have you seen... Have you seen all the mayhem and the violence that's been breaking out at school board meetings?
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Yep.
People are getting mean.
They are getting mean. You know, okay. Yeah, I understand people don't want to wear the masks. I don't like wearing the masks. Okay, but I heard on the news yesterday, we have 1,900 children in the hospital with this Delta variant.
I see that. They had 4,900 kids in Florida in one day that had got affected.
I mean, we had 1,300 kids here in New Orleans school district quarantined, and we've only been in school for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, come on,
It is. It's a mess. It is a mess. And like I said, mark my words, right now we're hearing kids getting it. You know what's going to happen next? They just did it. One girl died. They're going to have kids' death. You know, next week there'll be kids' death.
They are having kids' deaths, Brian. I mean, the youngest one that I heard has it right now is an 11-week-old.
Yeah.
Okay, you parents need to get your fucking heads out of your damn asses and get yourselves vaccinated. Okay,
right.
Because your kids cannot be vaccinated, and they're going to end up dying.
Right. You're absolutely right.
But it was a lady. She got vaccinated, and she died 2 days later.
Did she really, Latia?
Yeah.
Wow.
When she got that virus,
wow.
She had, and she was a black lady. She's, and a black man, too. He had got the virus, and he thought he was good. He went to Hawaii. And when he came back, he had passed away. So that's what
wow.
I was like, even though her kids are vaccinated, she's still going to let them do virtual school. I was like, whatever she showboats.
You know, Brian, we've had four teachers here in Louisiana die just this past weekend.
I know, kiddo. It is... It's rough. There are some people who are vaccinated. Yes, they're dying. Some people who are unvaccinated, they're dying too. I know the argument.
Most of the people who are dying are the ones that are not vaccinated. 97% of the people that are in the hospitals on ventilators right now are the ones who are not vaccinated.
Are you, they're talking about a booster. Are you going to get the booster, Ellen? Will you get the booster?
No, they're only talking about that if you've already had your either the Pfizer or the Moderna, and you have a compromised immune system, then you can get the third dose.
I don't think I'm going to get mine. Well, right now I don't qualify. They're having people.
You and I won't qualify because it's It's only for people who have had organ transplants and other things.
Right. I don't know. It's just crazy. I'm beginning to think, you know what? Fuck it. Might as well just kiss our asses goodbye. I just gave up.
If they come out with a booster next year for the general population that have already had their doses, then I will do it.
Really?
I have asthma, you know. I don't want to, you know. And even though I was around Erin when she was exposed to it, and she had it that one time. I don't want to get sick. I hate being sick. I hate being sick with anything.
I can understand it. I can understand it when kids are going to school and everything. I mean, I hope King is vaccinated, you know, whatever he believes in, because he has the two kids that are in school right now. And, you know, I hope everything's working
okay.
He has three kids
that are in school, doesn't he?
Why do you think two? He has three kids.
I don't know. He's got two girls and a boy. And Adrian's got two boys and a girl.
Yeah, they're going to bring it home to you. I just hope everybody's cool. Well, that's the end of our show today, everybody. We came up, and this is Tuesday, August 17th, and we should be on tomorrow. Our interviews will start soon as I get some things together. I want to thank Miss Ellie May and Ellie Johnson for coming in the studio, being my executive producer for the day, and being a good... guess.
Well, Thursday, you're going to be by yourself because Erin's got a doctor's appointment, so we have to go get her from Baton Rouge and bring her to her doctor's appointment.
Okay.
And then bring her back.
Okay.
To school.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Ellie Mae. Thank you. And welcome back. We got to play Welcome Back song. That's what we do to you, Latia, because you've been away. So we're going to end this song with Welcome Back to You, Latia. Thank you, Latia, and thank the Lord you came back safe. Thank the Lord nothing happened to you.
Yeah, because that bus was crazy.
capacity.
Yeah. Hi, baby. And you're back where you belong. You're back where you belong, Latia. In the safety of your mom's, your surroundings, your house, your babies. You know what I'm saying? Your babies are out of danger from that other baby who acts like Mike Tyson, who wants you to just punch people. Glad you're back.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Joe for coming in today. Joe was really funny today. It was really funny. Thank you, Joe, for coming in. There's four 111s that are here that I am not opening up their mics because why? Why? All right, everybody. And
why?
I want to thank...
They don't want to talk anyway.
Exactly. I want to thank Sparkles, our gay horoscope person from Planet Fag. Thank you, Sparkles. Thank you, Brian. Sparkle was great today, and you got your horoscope. And we hope you have a great day. And remember, I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, my opinion is that COVID is not, we're not dealing with COVID-19 anymore, please. We're at another stage at 21. But it's going to be here for a while. Different stages, different variants of COVID will be here for a while. It's just how it's going to be. It'll be like the flu. It may, you know, when the news stops reporting this bullshit, we're going to ignore it. People are going to get their health together, and we're going to go live life. The only reason why the news wants to make it so scary is for ratings. Stop it already. As far as, you know, and I'm not going to talk about politics because, you know, we used to talk about politics for 2 years straight, and why? I'm not changing anybody's mind. And every time I talk about dumb fuck Donald, people just want to defend him more. So I'm not going to do it. So this song goes out to Latia because she was gone. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on the Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. Ellen's going to send us out, and I'm going to play the song. Go ahead, Ellen.
Well, you know, I hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe. You know, do what you do best. Be yourself. Don't let anybody ever tell you that you have to change.
That's true. That is true. You know what we're going to start doing, Ellen? We're going to have karaoke night. And I'm going to call it bad karaoke because
bad.
We have bad singers. And I'm going to start
karaoke.
It off. Yeah.
Yeah, you can have bad karaoke Friday.
I think I could. I think I'll do. Because I'm going to start this off by singing to
them.
I mean, I am horrible, but let me see. Let me see. Okay, let me see here. Okay. So I'm going to karaoke
No, Brian, before you do that, you know, I never told you this, but Reed, you know, our cat, he's not a kitten anymore. He's one. He likes climbing in boxes and bags.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. Cats love that.
So I gave him an empty Coke box, you know, Coke box to play with. Sebastian's in there tearing it up.
The dog?
Yeah. Sebastian's on the couch tearing up Reed's box.
Yeah, that's what puppies do. You got to start walking that dog, Ellen. You got to take that dog around the block. You got to get rid of some of his energy.
He does go for walks.
How many times a day?
Energy.
I know, but how many times a day?
I walk him at least 5 or 6 times a day.
Do you really? Outside your house and everything? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, he's a puppy, and that's what they're going to do. And every dog loves to tear up some pussy.
Oh, my God.
Every dog will tear up a pussy's box. Trust me, they will. That's what we live for, to tear up that pussy box.
Hey, Sebastian's tearing up your box, huh, baby?
He is.
And Reed's just sitting there. Reed's just sitting there with a sad look on his face.
This goes out to Latia. Here you go, Latia. Bad Karaoke by Brian Hammer Jackson. Here you go. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. come back. Just my voice is horrible. Dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Oh, I am horrible today. I sound like COVID boy. Let me get you a good one. I don't have the thing in my ear, so I can't hear it. All right, let me. Okay, take two. What are we doing in business? Take two. Shut up. All right, let's see if we can do this. I got bad karaoke. My voice is horrible today, Alan. What happened to my voice?
Wow.
What happened to my voice?
I have no idea. What happened to your voice?
I don't know. I think it's the COVID thing.
Oh, please.
I couldn't hear. Let me see. Let me see if I can get her. All right. Let me see if I got this. Let me see. Okay. I don't even know how it's going to – I don't know how it's going to play because can you hear this, Ellen?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it too.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, here we go. To Latia, welcome back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they turned around. Who'd have thought we'd meet ya?
What do you think, Ellen? A four? Huh? What do you think?
I'll give you a five. I'll go halfway to ten.
Bad karaoke. Bad karaoke. Yeah. Bad karaoke. But you know my favorite one is Petticoat Junction, though. Come on now. Come on. That's my go-to, right? Come on now.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Okay. Out of what? Then Latia. I want to hear Latia. Let me see. And you, Ellen. Let me see. Let me see. So I'm starting off bad karaoke. And let me see if I got that. Let me see. Let me see. Hold on. Let's see here. You know, do I nail it, though? Let me see. Be honest if I nail it. Latia will be the judge. You'll be the judge. I think I nail it. I think I nail Petty Gold Junction. Let me see. I think I nail it. I'm not quite sure. All right. Here we go. Bad karaoke. Petticoat Junction. Let me see if I can nail this one. Here we go. Let's see. Why is this here? Okay. All right. Here we go. Where am I at? That's not it. That's not it. All right. This is it. Here we go.
Come ride the lip.
I think I nailed this one.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction. It is run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the junction. And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Did I nail it? Did I nail it?
Yeah.
All right, 1 to 5. Let me hear the judges. Bad karaoke. Ellen, 1 to 5.
1 to 5. I give you 5.
Wow. Latia, 1 to 5. Did I nail it? No.
I'll give you 5.
Oh really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's the most I ever got. That's the most I ever got. That's the most I ever got.
Damn, the pollen around here is kicking my butt.
I hear the pollen's doing that. I hear it.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to do this to you. Ellen used to be my executive producer. But she still comes on, and when she comes on with the greatness, the goodness of her heart. She loves the show. She has her own business, and it's doing very well. And it's hard to let her go, but technically she's not there. She'll still work with me in other projects and everything, but it's good to hear her voice back.
Oh, she's been, thank you.
Oh, it is. It's, she's been an executive producer for 10 years, man. 10 years.
Is that the longest that anybody's been executive producer of this show?
Yeah, it has been. It has been the longest that anybody ever made it through the show. So I'm gonna dedicate this little song to you, Ellen. You know that? Here you go, Ellen.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around.
That's her little pussy.
Thank you.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
You're going to make it. Now I got to find one for Latia. Let me see. Who is Latia? Oh, we already did the welcome back thing. All right. Well, we're going to give one more to Latia because she's back, and this is I'm putting down an act. Okay. If you Latia probably doesn't know this, but because he's an old dude. So Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. And if you notice his background dancers.
I love that song. I can't believe, you know, Robert Palmer is dead.
I know, I can't
everybody's
believe it either.
Dying.
Well, everybody's going to die. Nobody's going to live forever. It's time for him to go to his next place.
Do you Do you remember what band he was with? I mean, you know, a band that he...
Oh,
that he
boy.
Was,
go ahead and remind me. I know it, but go ahead.
Station. Remember the Power Station?
Oh, really? I remember. They didn't last that long, did they?
No, they didn't last that long, you know, because Duran Duran, it was three member. It was two or three... I know it was... I can't remember if it was two or three members of Duran Duran plus Robert Palmer and I think one other person.
Really?
I like that. Yeah, I like their song. Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, I remember that song. But you know, if you look at the video, Simply Irresistible, I want 10 gay guys behind me in the same outfit.
Oh God.
The same makeup. Doing the same dancing behind me. You have to be good-looking gay guys. I'm going to be in this suit as Robert Palmer. And I want their movement the same way.
Oh, my God.
And I want this. And then at the end of the song, yeah, I really do. At the end of the song, they lift up their dress and they wiggle their hips and they do their penis like a helicopter. That's how I want to close my act. So when you hear this song, you picture me as Robert Palmer in my suit, and I'm doing his move, but the back of me, you know the girls with the red lipstick and the, you know, the models that just move that way?
Yeah,
I want 10 gay
what?
Guys to do the exact choreography and the same makeup, with the same makeup on.
Well, you know what? Okay,
yeah.
I have to look at the video again. I have to look at it. Sebastian, get down before you break that window. I have to look at it again because I do, I have Synagens, and that's makeup and skincare. And
right.
I could probably get you the same makeup that those girls were wearing.
Get me the same makeup because I want to make my guys, and I want them to dance and move just like that video while I do Robert Palmer with the microphone in front of them. And here would be the song.
God.
It'll be the song simply. I mean, that's how I'm going to close the act. But we'll see you guys tomorrow. That's true. I think that would be so cool, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be cool. It'd be cool but funny.
I know. They all move that way with the red lipstick and an eyeshadow and the hair jet black like that and a ponytail. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Exactly. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And that's my closing act. Here you go.
She gives me feelings.